Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Another important broadcast lined up for you today. It is Wednesday, the second day of February, 2011. In the last 30 minutes of the third hour, attorney Kurt Haskell, who witnessed the underwear bomber on Christmas Day two Christmases ago being shepherded onto the plane without his proper IDs and passport, will be joining us. He's made even more powerful statements, basically coming all the way out and saying that the government gave Mutallab the fake bomb. And, of course, it was later confirmed what Mr. Haskell and his wife and others witnessed. The government had tried to deny it. Mutallab had been protected and gotten onto the aircraft, and there had been a bomb scare after they got off of the aircraft. And it turned out that, yes, a unnamed U.S. intelligence agency had ordered the Undersecretary of the State Department, Mr. Kennedy, to help Mr. Mutallab get on the aircraft. That was carried by the Detroit Free Press and also the Associated Press. So, on record, that was a staged event. And Mutallab, of course, looked like he was disheveled and drugged, according to witnesses. So Kurt Haskell joining us in the last 30 minutes today. And it's a perfect time to get into it, because if there was any doubt about the fact that WikiLeaks is selectively releasing internal government documents, they're basically just an echo chamber of public propaganda, it is now crystal clear. We're seeing a retread of the 8-9-year-old neocon propaganda that Al-Qaeda has nukes, dirty bombs, sophisticated biological weapons. The list goes on and on. We were told Al-Qaeda also launched the anthrax attack when it turned out it was a U.S. government weaponized strain and did not come from Al-Qaeda but from Al-Qaeda. And, of course, that event was used to scare the population, especially the Congress, into going along with the Patriot Act on October 27th, 2001, just a month and a half after the tragic 9/11 attacks. But here's the latest WikiLeaks data dump, probably the most important yet. We're going to decipher and go through all of this. WikiLeaks, FBI hunts the 911 gang that got away. Oh, and U.S. intelligence agencies knew about these groups but didn't tell the FBI. Well, they did more than that. It's on record that they ordered the FBI in Texas, Oklahoma, Arizona, Minnesota, Michigan, New York, California to stand down. The FBI in every one of those states filed reports saying these men are planning to hijack jet aircraft and fly them into buildings. And then they were ordered to stand down, and those that criticized it were demoted. Those that ordered them to stand down were promoted. And this all came out in Newsweek and everywhere else, just a piece here, a piece there. So we're going to go back over exactly what this means because, oh, look, WikiLeaks is releasing documents, you know, bolstering the official story. But when you actually look at what these documents show, it shows the stand down. Continuing, WikiLeaks, tension in the Middle East and Asia has direct potential to lead to nuclear war. Well, that's been the public propaganda, but now it's been given validity because it's secret documents. Continuing, WikiLeaks, Al-Qaeda is planning a dirty bomb, which we know has been discredited, but now it's been retreaded. We have Paul Joseph Watson's article at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. WikiLeaks bombshell points to 911 stand down. We're going to be going over that. We're going to get into some of these other extremely, extremely important reports. Kurt Nemo has one out. Latest round of WikiLeaks docs, hype manufactured terror. But you're forced to then support WikiLeaks because the system is using it as a pretext to destroy our free speech and the internet as we know it and bring in the kill switch. But at the same time, it's their propaganda arm, similar to what's happening in Egypt. We'll break it down on the other side.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Diamond Gusset is proud to announce the anthem of the Patriot Movement. They're offering a free CD, t-shirt, and bumper sticker with a qualifying purchase. Diamond Gusset offers great products at great prices while keeping Americans working.
I'm looking for a factory where a man can feed his family. Not worried about them moving it south, closing the doors and shutting her down tomorrow. I'm looking for America.
Wear American and be proud. Go to gusset.com/America.
The land of the free and the home of the brave. Seems like I just woke up one day and it was gone. Long gone. But I know in my heart it's still
again. Go to gusset.com/America today.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here live. We also, of course, come back live Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Okay. There have been big developments on the WikiLeaks front, WikiLeaks being used to put out retreaded Pentagon lies about WMDs in the hands of terrorists, similar to what the Office of Special Plans put out because they couldn't get the main CIA to lie, so they created a special office in the Pentagon that then put out lies about nuclear weapons and high-tech chemical and biological weapons in Iraq. And these latest leaks, and WikiLeaks admits they've put out less than 2% of what they've got, and it's basically internal echo chamber propaganda that is given out to even mid-level Pentagon brass and the State Department. It is the internal cult Kool-Aid that the military-industrial complex issues. And Paul Joseph Watson and Kurt Nemo have both done detailed reports on this. And I saw some of the comments in the articles, and people said, well, Watson's got an article out saying this is a bombshell from WikiLeaks because it shows 9/11 stand down. And then Kurt Nemo's got an article over here saying that this is basically verifying and confirming that WikiLeaks is putting out government disinformation. Well, both Kurt is right and both Watson are right. This is very sophisticated, and Watson's hitting it from one angle, and and Kurt's hitting it from another. And I'll try to basically bring those two perspectives in. I agree with both perspectives. On stories this big, this complex, there's different facets of all of it. And what we attempt to do here is cover all the little pieces and then give you the larger picture, or at least have discussions about the larger lay of the geopolitical land so that you can make your own decisions from that. But I want to talk about the history of WikiLeaks and who's involved with it and the fact that it does have George Soros's right-hand man funding it. Julian Assange has attacked 9/11 Truth and said he doesn't like it. And now what he's released selectively on the surface bolsters the official story. But then hidden in plain view, it admits what was big news at the time, that the FBI in at least seven states, from California to Minnesota, from Florida to New York, Texas, Oklahoma, in Phoenix, in Minneapolis, St. Paul, in Oklahoma City, in Miami, in Pensacola, everywhere, the hijackers were trained at U.S. bases. The hijackers had U.S. passports. The hijackers, according to the Toronto Star and Mr. Springman, the head of the visa section of the Saudi Arabian main visa office for the State Department, we've had him on. He talked to his colleagues. They confirmed that you'd have the hijackers going to Malaysia for summits and going to Saudi Arabia for summits and then trying to fly back into the U.S. and they'd be flagged as terrorists and they wouldn't give them visas. And then they'd get a phone call from the State Department and saying the CIA has told us to give them their visas into the U.S. They're not really terrorists. They're working for us. Well, it's the same thing with the underwear bomber. A year and a half ago, two Christmases ago, I guess not quite a year and a half ago, Christmas 2009. I mean, we had the eyewitnesses, the Haskells, both lawyers. They're married and they see a sharp dressed man arguing with the people at the gate saying, get Mutalib on. Mutalib is disheveled. Looks like he's drugged. They get him on the plane. There's a handler on the plane videotaping the entire flight, constantly videotaping Mutalib. There's this pop in the plane and some smoke. They land the aircraft. They say they find other bombs. Haskell witnesses all of this. He comes out. The FBI says he's wrong. Then other witnesses that were on the aircraft and say, yes, this all happened. And then 2 months after that, February of 2010, a year ago now, it comes out that the undersecretary of the State Department, Mr. Kennedy, says, yes, don't blame me for this. Yes, yes, we did get him the visa. Yes, we did help get him on the aircraft. We were asked to do it by an unnamed U.S. intelligence agency. I mean, this is all on record. Where is the congressional investigation? It's the same thing on 9/11. You've got government agencies funding these people, FBI credit cards, living in houses of FBI informants, being protected. You've got actor James Woods, and this later came out that the FBI was aware of this, with Mohammed Atta and the other supposed hijackers doing drills, just like the State Department and the CIA and the ATF and now Homeland Security does, and the Air Marshals. They try to smuggle bombs on. What happened a few months ago with that German flight? That had the bomb on it. Turned out it was a drill. But they ran with the story, bomb found, and 2 days later, back of the paper, oh, it was a drill. And so this is how private intelligence agencies, government intelligence agencies, within the rest of government, so the rest of government isn't aware, stage events in many cases. We know the government of England was running drills, and this is admitted, BBC, ITN, we've played the clips here. Peter Powers, former head of PR for Scotland Yard with Visor Consultancy, is hired to run a drill that day of the exact trains and exact bus bombed at the exact same time and place. That is impossible. And he got out in the open and said, oh, it's quite curious. We're running the drill of the exact place and exact time. It's quite amazing, quite unbelievable. It's the same MO over and over and over again. And they get these young students and they tell them, here's backpacks, do the drill. And some of them figured it out and ran. So they were machine gunned at the Canary Wharf. That came out in the news. The police were hunting them down, killing them. They killed other witnesses, execution style, like the Brazilian man who witnesses said the police came up, this is days after, sat on him in front of everybody, held him down, and then shot him 17 times in the head. Executed him. And you've got Colonel Stephen Butler at the Defense Language School in Monterey, California, coming out and saying the government was behind this attack in a letter to the editor. I call up his home. Back in the day, then I was doing a lot of my own producing, and I said, please come on. Some woman in the background was saying, no, don't go on that show. We're being threatened. And he said, I'm sorry, I can't talk. Then they threatened to court-martial him if he didn't shut up. And what did he say? The government was behind it, and he said that the hijackers were trained at military bases, and he had seen them. It goes on and on. I've got Newsweek reported hijackers trained at U.S. military bases. And this is all information I covered in Road to Tyranny and previous films. Perhaps we should bring all that information back and show it to people and then ask you, the listeners, these are facts. The government's getting Matalib on the plane, the underwear bomber. Anwar al-Awlaki, who's admittedly secretly dining at the Pentagon, source Fox News, Associated Press, it's not denied. Good people inside the Pentagon last year leaked this information. The Pentagon did not deny the authenticity of the leaks. I mean, I could go through hundreds of these points. And what did it say? 2 months after 9/11, the number three guy in Al-Qaeda, he's arguably number one today under Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda, was at the Pentagon having meetings with the Secretary of the Army and the top brass. Now that's admitted fact, and it's the same in every case. The head of the 7/7 bombings, a SWAT. This even came out on Fox News. This even came out in the London Telegraph. He was admittedly MI6 running the operation and was protected and allowed to leave the country and even come back in when it was on the news that he was the mastermind. This goes on and on and on and on. And who is Anwar al-Awlaki, the CIA lackey? Who is he? He's the guy who the government, the media tells us, ran the Fort Hood shooter, ran the underwear bomber, ran the shoe bomber, ran the Times Square bomber. For 2 years, he was reportedly in daily contact with the Army psychiatrist who shot up Fort Hood, Major Hassan. And when the Congress said, we want to see those emails, the CIA declared national security. How do they declare national security over the legislative branch of government? That's the real government, if anything, is in this out-of-control bureaucracy. And they said national security. But, yes, he was under the control of Anwar al-Awlaki. I mean, this is all on record. And now WikiLeaks comes out and says, oh, my gosh, new evidence of the support teams and the casing teams for the hijackers. And it turns out the CIA and other agencies knew, and people in the hotel rooms had broken in to their rooms and looked at their maps and their plans. Well, yeah, that's what the FBI from California to Florida, from New York to Michigan, from Oklahoma to you name it, they were putting memos in. They're planning to hijack jets, probably fly them into the World Trade Center. Let us bust them. Let us stop them. These flight schools are all suspicious. You will not do anything about them. You will do nothing. And then you've even got actor James Woods watching them do a drill of taking over the plane in front of him, saying it was like they were practicing for hijacking 2 weeks before 9/11. He tries to warn people and is told to shut up. And the list goes on and on and on. And that's just one area of who are these hijackers. Then you get into NORAD stand downs. Then you get into the U.S. troops massed in and around Afghanistan. Bush signs a launch order to attack Afghanistan the day before 9/11. It goes on and on. And now WikiLeaks comes out and tries to bolster that story, but within it, you see the real story of how the FBI now claims they're running around the Middle East, now trying to capture these men because they know their names. But it turns out the government knew about this day one. Of course, they ordered these people not to be tracked down, just like they can't get Osama bin Laden. And then you look at the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt and what's happening now. And who are they working for? The CIA.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Here's what I want to do. I want to throw the phone number out. Wide open phones on any subject you want to discuss. But obviously, the big focus for myself today is the situation in Egypt. We're going to be going over the latest developments there. And WikiLeaks, the 9/11 data dump they've put out, re-energizing the fear-mongering about al-Qaeda having dirty bombs, terrorists having nukes, high-tech chemical and biological weapons. And we do have Kurt Haskell, the attorney, who's been completely vindicated, and everything he said has been proven to be 100% true, joining us in the last 30 minutes of the broadcast today. But the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And we will get you up and on the air today. In fact, coming up in the next segment. But getting into the WikiLeaks situation, here are the fear-mongering headlines, just some of them. WikiLeaks, FBI hunts the 911 gang, the 9/11 gang that got away. The FBI has launched a manhunt for a previously unknown team of men suspected to be part of the 9/11 hijackers, the Telegraph can disclose. And that's the latest WikiLeaks documents that have been released going back to 2001 and then reissued another government report last year. But they were not previously unknown. When you read the article and you read the new WikiLeaks documents, it states that the CIA knew all about this. Well, we know they knew, and that the government ordered the FBI to stand down. The FBI agents went public. It was on the cover of Newsweek and Time magazine and Kathleen Rowley and Sybil Edmonds, the FBI translator, who was listening on the day of 9/11. And she had a federal gag order put on her, but she broke that about a year and a half ago and said, the government's running narcotics, there's private contractors involved, they're running white slaves, that means sex slavery, and they were commanding Al-Qaeda on the day of 9/11. That's what she said in court. In court. And we have the clear image from all the other reports that this is confirmed. So they have this article going, oh boy, this shows how real 9/11 was. This shows there were these other hijackers that were supporting them and casing things and doing all this. And the government now suddenly is, you know, this has been released through WikiLeaks that this was previously unknown. But it's previously unknown to the FBI. The rest of the intelligence agencies knew exactly what was going on. And that just fits into the larger history of that ongoing cover-up. Another report here, WikiLeaks, tensions in the Middle East and Asia has direct potential to lead to nuclear war. See? We've got to continue to be in the Middle East. We've got to continue all these wars. Oh, isn't it terrible now that all this is happening? Oh, things are unstable. And then Obama comes out yesterday when we weren't sure whether Hosni Mubarak was going to give the speech saying that he would step down in September and that his son would not try to be the new dictator, the new Western installed dictator. And Obama comes out and says, it's time for you to step down. Fully showing the policy of the people that run this government is to betray their henchman, who's a terrible guy. But now who do they have waiting in the wings? The Muslim Brotherhood, admittedly MI6 controlled, radical Muslims saying they want to overthrow Saudi Arabia, they want to overthrow Yemen, they want to overthrow and set up an Islamic state in Cairo, they're in the capital of Egypt, that they want to overthrow the globalist ally Jordan. They want radicals in there. They want, you know, if they don't have the Soviet Union, it's going to be a Muslim threat. And then they get to have the $1 trillion defense budgets. They get to set up a domestic police state. They're fighting the radical Muslims. And these countries, globalist installed, can then churn out armies of real terrorists. That is, people that fight the West. And you can have the clash of civilizations. And they always, the globalists always set things up where morally it makes you want to support it. Oh, WikiLeaks, they're trying to shut down the free press and leakers. There'll be no freedom of the press if we don't stand with Assange. So you're forced to say, don't arrest Assange, don't do this, because they're pushing for an internet kill switch. But then it turns out Assange is being fed this data, supported by George Soros' henchmen, and is continually putting out things that bolster the official globalist line. So you've got to support WikiLeaks in that he shouldn't go to jail. And it's good to have transparency, but it's a selected transparency where they're only releasing internal propaganda reports now to the general public to push their official lie. But those are so flimsy that even within them, the government's spinning and of, oh, look how bad the Al-Qaeda threat is. See, it's real. But then right there it admits the government knew and was protecting them. So when you look at this, Paul Watson's hitting it from the angle of WikiLeaks bombshell points to 911 stand down. And Kurt hits it from the other accurate angle of latest round of WikiLeaks docs, hypes, manufactured terror. Now, we'll get into the latest, what's happening with Egypt, and then your phone calls, and then the economy, and kids getting kicked out of school for spitballs, and everything else.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Folks, you've heard us talk about Home Gain before. Home Gain is now offering a special promo where you get up to $150 when you buy or sell a home with a Home Gain agent you find through their Find a Realtor program. Home Gain lets you compare realtors anonymously. It's easy. Go to HomeGain150.com to find and compare realtors anonymously. Enter promo code HomeGain150 and receive up to $150 when you close a deal with a Home Gain agent. Share the Home Gain 150 promo code with your friends via Facebook, Twitter, text, and more. Look for Max, the Home Gain Gorilla, to find out more about how Home Gain is going to pay you. Visit HomeGain150.com today to enter your promo code and get paid for buying or selling a house. That's HomeGain150.com.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
I want to get into the Egypt situation, also the record cold and snow blanketing much of the Northeast, rolling blackouts ordered by government around the country. Turned out with California and Enron, they would internally cut off power routinely, and they said that created the perception that there wasn't enough power and that people would then accept higher prices. I don't know if that's the case here, but just amazing to see much of Austin without power with rolling blackouts where I live because it froze last night and there are a few patches of ice on bridges. Just incredible to see how paralyzed we become and how addicted to this infrastructure and how dependent on it we are. Also, obviously, Anderson Cooper attacked by supposed Hosni Mubarak supporters. We're going to be going over all of that. But I was on Mancal Muller's syndicated radio show this morning, as I am every Wednesday, for about 30 minutes every Wednesday. And he said, come on, Alex. And he had his brother on the show, and he had a woman whose fiance died on 9/11. And he said, come on, Alex, you're a truther. How despicable. I like a lot of what you do and say, but this is just terrible. You know, how can you say George W. Bush basically had a plunger in the basement of the White House and did this. And that's not what we're saying. We're saying the people that run our government admit they staged the Gulf of Tonkin to get us into Vietnam. The people that run our government have declassified that they staged hundreds and hundreds of bombings under Operation Gladio alone in Europe to blame on their political enemies. And he said, oh, don't change the subject. Let's talk about 9/11. And I said, wait a minute. If a bank robber who's been in jail for 10 years is released and he's got a certain physical appearance, white hair, white beard, 65 years of age, and drives a red pickup truck, and a week after he gets out of prison, in the area where he's been released, a bank gets robbed by a 65-year-old guy driving a red pickup truck with a gray beard and gray hair, it doesn't mean he did it. But that's the first person the cops are going to visit. That's the first person the FBI is going to go visit. I mean, if we have a government that admittedly has staged terror attacks or funded terrorists and allowed them to attack, they have different variants of it, over and over again, how do you not then look at that and see how they've used 9/11 to take our liberties, to take our freedoms, to set up a police state, to lie about WMDs? That's a false flag. Iraq could nuke us in 45 minutes. England's in danger. He's got nukes. And it turns out they lied about that. They weren't mistaken. They lied about that. And then you look at who is Saddam Hussein, a guy trained by the CIA in 58, a guy put into power in 1979, a guy told to attack Iran, a guy told to go ahead and attack Kuwait. And then now what have they installed there? A more oppressive system in Iraq, more death, more bondage. The globalists have a public strategy of deindustrializing any country they can or stopping a nation from becoming industrialized. And that's been happening in Egypt. And so they want to get rid of Hosni Mubarak, their old dictator, just like they wanted to get rid of Saddam Hussein. And who do they put in? They're admittedly saying there's going to be a coalition government with the Muslim Brotherhood and this El-Baradei character, who's admittedly a top UN official, with the head of the Atomic Energy Agency formerly, a top globalist, and who's been sometimes buddy-buddy with Iran. And you've got the Muslim Brotherhood in press releases saying, we will overthrow Saudi Arabia, we will overthrow Jordan, we will overthrow Egypt, and we will put in an Islamic regime. And then I see Republicans on the air going, oh, my gosh, the Muslim Brotherhood, Obama must be a Muslim. He's trying to get us. Well, you Republicans should be happy. This is the Zbigniew Brzezinski under Carter, and then the George W. Bush, who Herbert Walker Bush, who was really running things under Reagan. This has been the continued policy. They don't want modern buildings and factories and power, electrical power and wealthy populations that can support a growing population in the Middle East. They don't want secular governments in there. They want a bunch of people running around, with big beards, with their wives chained up, and all of that oppression. They're bringing the radical Muslims into the U.S. They're bringing them into Europe, and they're empowering them to bully mainline cultured people who happen to be Muslim. And it's a way to demonize Muslims, and it's a way to scare Westerners into giving up their liberties in the name of fighting the Muslim threat. Harkening back to the Crusades, when the Muslims would invade and then the Christians would invade, back and forth fighting with each other. While the globalists sit above the United States, sit above Europe, sit above the Middle East, and are playing us off against each other. Here's an analogy. One of the old James Bond movies, I forget the name of it, but the head of the evil, sinister chaos or specter group, I forget the name, is meeting on his yacht with some of his assassins, and he's working with private terror groups, private contractor groups, who want to cause economic crises so they can profit from it. And, of course, those books were all written by a former OSS high-level spy master / MI6 spy master, Mr. Fleming. So he was really throwing in your face how things really work. And this shadowy guy, you never see his face. He's petting the cat. He's the bankster. And he says, let me explain how things work here. You have your enemies fight each other. Look at the Chinese fighting fish. And he puts three fish in a little tank, and he says, watch the smart one. And the smart one goes over and doesn't get in the fight. And he lets the other two beat each other up. One of them kills the other fish, and after it's exhausted, the smart fish comes over and kills him. See, we are trained to think in terms of America, Egypt, Israel, England, China, Russia. There's globalists setting up a standardized open world government. And they wrote policy papers on this 80 years ago. They had the 10 FEMA regions in 1937 in the New York Times. Bernadine Smith mailed me the actual copy. I've shown it on TV years ago. I wish I could find it in the huge warehouse of papers and videos we've got. If somebody else has a copy, please send it again. I'll show it. Or somebody scan it online. It's the cover of the New York Times. You fold it out, 1937, or was it 36, and there are the 10 regions of America under the global government, and they talk about the 10 global regions under one currency and how the Rockefellers have this great plan for the League of Nations to build this. And it's not called FEMA regions, but it's the exact 10 regions today that are under FEMA and the exact 10 global regions. They got a map of the U.S. and then under it a map of the world. 10 regions per country, 10 regions worldwide controlled by the banks who control the issuance of currency and credit. So, of course, I knew everything that was going to happen. It's not hard. They told us. It'd be like if the police busted some bank robbers again and they found their plans for their next heist. Or let's say the cops find bank robbers' hideout, but they haven't caught the bank robbers. That's a better parable. And they go in and they find written up plans of what banks they're going to rob next. What would smart cops do? They would leave those plans there, not let the bank robbers know they found the hideout, and be waiting at a stakeout at the next place that they were going to rob. Well, I have their entire blueprint. You have their entire blueprint. I mean, in the 70s through the 80s, 90s, CFR, congressional hearings, UN reports, we cover them all the time, openly saying world government. By the 70s, they said, we'll have carbon taxes on all human activity to shut down any industry that we don't control. Then once people are so poor, we'll say, okay, become sterilized and we'll still give you your welfare card. Then we'll put things in their water and their vaccines to kill them slowly so that they don't all notice at once. I mean, we have it all. We have their entire blueprints for what they're doing, and that's what's frustrating about this. If a group openly declares war on free humanity and war on Alex Jones and my family and war on free speech and private property and the right to self-defense and on my sovereignty of my country that has codified the best laws and systems our world has ever seen, I'm going to defend nationalism. I'm going to defend our republic. Whatever the globalists are for, I'm against. Now, that could just be an easy equation of we know they're bad, and so whatever they're for, we're against. But I intellectually have studied every program, every policy they push, and it's bad for 99.9% of us. And that's what people need to figure out who are on the fence out there. It's time for you to do the research. It's time for you to get involved. It's time for you to find out who the globalists really are. A good place to begin is whatistheendgame.com or endgamethemovie.com. It has a full online document bibliography for every minute of the film. And the film is linked and posted for free right there on the site. $100,000 film I made. It's free. You can buy the DVD if you want it in the highest quality with the expanded extras and also support us at Infowars.com. That's a good place for a new listener to start. End game blueprint for global enslavement. And it's a 2.5-hour film with nothing but globalists openly announcing world government, their videos of them saying it, their own documents, the regions, the master plan, how the EU was really set up in 57. The public wasn't told until 2000. They even brag about that now. How we've already merged the North American Union with what they call the Atlantic Union with Europe, and Bush at the Rose Garden saying it. I mean, look, I'm not the brain surgeon here. I'm not the rocket scientist. I'm not the quantum mechanics physicist. I know how to study empires. I know how to study history, and I've studied it, and it's right there telling us what they're doing, and all I'm doing is relaying it to you. All right, I said I'd take your phone calls, and then I'll get into the whole Egypt situation and the WikiLeaks situation and all of it. But Paul Joseph Watson's article is so vital for folks to read. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. WikiLeaks bombshell points to 9/11 stand down And of course, they hide this in plain view. And people are like, well, then aren't you saying WikiLeaks is good? No, they put this out to try to bolster the myth of all these Al-Qaeda people creeping around. But hidden in plain view is the admitted order to not give the FBI this information on 9/11. Then there's the other article, latest round of WikiLeaks docs, Hype Manufactured Terror by Kurt Nemo. Both essential, looking at it from different angles. Meanwhile, the neocons are exploiting fear of the Muslim Brotherhood to push war. Meanwhile, this is continuing the globalist policy that transcends Republican and Democratic parties. Don't you understand? It's now been declassified that our government put Mao Zedong into power in 49. That's even on the History Channel. It's been declassified that in 1917, the U.S. and British government sent over 30,000 people from Brooklyn, New York, with weapons, with a trainload of gold. They shipped it over there, then put it on a train, brought it in to put the Bolsheviks in power. And then Ford and General Motors and all of them built the weapon systems for the Russians. They built the weapon systems for the Nazis because they're bankers. They go to Hitler and say, we'll finance your war machine. They go to Stalin, we'll finance your war machine. And then, oh, there's the Soviet and the Nazi threat. Their allies taking over Poland. We better build up a big army here. And the bankers then bankroll that. And then the bankers play those parts off against each other. Just like they're destroying Egypt right now. The stability. A dictatorship, oppressive, low standard of living. But now they're going to get rid of somebody who was modernizing some of the systems and bring in the Muslim Brotherhood run by a UN lackey as they openly chant death to Israel. We're going to overthrow Saudi Arabia. We're going to overthrow Jordan. That's the destabilization campaign, getting the chessboard ready for the next move into a World War III scenario, as we've been saying in the last week, and what now is in the news today. WikiLeaks. Tension in the Middle East and Asia has direct potential to lead to nuclear war. Tension in the Middle East and Asia has given rise to the escalating atomic arms and missile race, which has direct political and potential to lead to nuclear war, leaked diplomatic documents disclose. Again, tension in the Middle East and Asia have given rise to a escalating atomic arms and missile race, which has the direct potential to lead to nuclear war, leaked diplomatic documents disclosed. Well, what did the Rand Corporation 2 years ago say they wanted? A major world war, not just something like Iraq or Afghanistan. This is just the prelude to that, but a massive war, but short of a nuclear war. That's why the grand chessboard centers in and around the Middle East and Central Asia, as Kissinger and Brzezinski have said, because those are places that don't yet have nukes, but where they can still have proxy wars. And it's globalist waging war against free humanity and against sovereign states. And it's meant to further bankrupt societies. And while we're busy giving up our liberties because we're in a war and giving up our tax money because we're in a war, the bankers can move ahead with their new global currency and they can get their agenda through. And a lot of times I use movie analogies. 10 minutes ago, I used a James Bond movie analogy of the Chinese fighting fish, where there's three fish in the tank. One fish, the smart fish, waits while the other two kill each other, or one kills the other, but now is wounded and weakened, and the other comes in and takes him out. Here's another one. We'll go to break and come back with your calls for at least 30, 45 minutes, then I'll get into the details of the news here. But this is all just basic understanding of the general stratagem. Now, it's cheesy, it's goofy, but it's one of the most popular movies out there, and so most people listening understand it. But I remember 5 years ago or whatever it was when Revenge of the Sith, Episode 3 Star Wars came out, seeing major editorials in the New York Times, you name it, saying, we don't understand the plot. Now, this is a movie made for 10-year-olds, but adults couldn't understand it. They said, who is Palpatine working with? The Separatist? The Trade Federation? Count Dooku? The Republic? It doesn't make sense. It made perfect sense. That's how things really work. And George Lucas came out and said at the time at the Cannes Film Festival and said, this is how the world really works. And he said, this is what really happened on 9/11, but didn't elaborate. Now, what do you learn at the end of Episode 3? You've got a senator who hires a criminal group to attack his own planet. When the Imperial Senate doesn't respond fast enough or wasn't an empire yet. When the Republic doesn't respond, he politically comes in and demands more power for the government to go destroy the Trade Federation or kick him off Naboo. Then he gets more power. Then by the second episode, he uses more crises he's staging, terror groups he's funding, to become elected chancellor. Then he launches attacks on the Capitol planet with terror groups he's funded secretly, working for decades, to get them to declare him emperor. Then he says that the Jedi are traitors. They always, Hitler wiped out his SA as soon as he got into power. Stalin did the same thing. They always wipe out those that take him to power, or they wipe out the original police force, and he declares himself the emperor. And enslavement accelerates. But adults watch that and they go, I can't understand this. The emperor is funding people to attack him. This doesn't make sense. Because the emperor, in the end, you learn, was attacking the Republic with the outside enemies to get the Republic to build a command and control system in to get rid of the freedom and the checks and balances so he could take over. Why did Hitler firebomb the Reichstag right after he got elected? Oh, see, I need to take over. We've been attacked. See, I mean, this is done over and over again. So they are destabilizing the Middle East to create the crisis to offer their World War III solution.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I'm going to go ahead and play this Super Bowl Motorola commercial, and then we're going to come back in the next hour and start going to your calls because it's so important. But finishing up with the Revenge of the Sith Episode 3 Star Wars allegory or parable to what's happening today, you've got these coalitions that have been funded covertly by Emperor Palpatine, he's not emperor yet, the head of the Senate, to attack the Republic. So the Republic erects a big police state military grid to counter it. But then he uses that very grid to then enslave the Republic and then wipe out the other people that the banksters had funded and put into place. And that's actually how Emperor Palpatine does it. Back when he's a senator, he goes to the banking guild. I mean, George Lucas knows all this stuff. He goes to the banking guild in episode one, a decade before, and he gets them to finance his robot army to start wreaking havoc. But he's doing it covertly through the occult. The occult means secret. He does it through his private intelligence agencies. And again, adults could not understand it, even though it was a child's movie. It was child level. And they couldn't even understand it. And that's what's happening with the destabilization of the Middle East. That's what's happening with the globalists financing all of America's enemies, building China up. Because they then play all these different groups off against each other. Because the answer to the tyranny of China we're sold is tyranny here. The answer to the corruption and tyranny of the Middle East is tyranny here. That's how they sell it. Now, shifting gears briefly, this is really shocking. I'm going to have Kurt post it in the next 10, 15 minutes at Infowars.com. This is the rebranding of Big Brother. What's the slogan in 1984? War is peace, freedom is slavery. And they say America and the whole world is under one government, one system, one master plan. See, it's revelation of the method, but they say it's good. And Big Brother is good. 1984 is good. 1984 is freedom. And how many articles, I've been talking about this for a decade, where you see Big Brother's helping. Big Brother isn't so bad. The rebranding of Big Brother. This is changing the Overton window. What you will politically put up with. So they do all these radical, crazy things. TSA sticking their hands down your pants. Checkpoints. Families being trained to tattle on each other. Just to try to get you to normalize the new system that's coming in. So here is the chilling ad. You'll hear the audio, and for radio listeners, I'll read the text off the screen, but for radio listeners, you can go to Infowars.com, where we're posting this right now, to see it. PrisonPlanet.tv viewers will obviously be able to see it. Here's the new Super Bowl commercial telling you 2011 is 1984, and it's good. This is going to give you freedom. Being under one system is good. Here it is. 2011, see the Earth. And the clock goes back to 1984. The planet has headphones on. 2011 looks a lot like 1984. One authority. One design. One way to work. It's time for more choices. More speed, dual core. HD video. 3G upgrade, more flexibility. More freedom. It's time to explore. Motorola. It's time to live a free life. And the freedom is being surveilled by the smartphones. So it's a multi-layered message. For those that don't understand it, it just conditions them that 1984 means freedom. For those that are awake, you think, oh, I fight back against Big Brother by going under Motorola's control grid. This is, again, more of their mind control. The average person will watch that and won't even understand it. Just like adults can't understand Revenge of the Sith.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress.
And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen, into the second hour. I want to talk to Eric Wilson, Jason Julio, Rob, and many others that are patiently holding. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. We got Kurt Haskell, one of the survivors of the Christmas Day airline bombing 14 months ago. There's new developments there where he's openly talking about the government cooking the fake bomb for Mutallab. That is coming up. We'll get into the latest WikiLeaks releases, what's happening in Egypt. But right now, let's start getting to your calls. Eric in New York, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex? How are you today?
Good. Good to talk to you.
I just wanted to touch on the Egyptian situation. I wanted to get your opinion, and something I found that if you didn't read about it yet, the American Thinker website, it's have you ever heard of that?
I think I have seen that, yes.
It's conservative-leaning. Anybody could go on and just write their own articles. College professors are on there, all types of people. But what was interesting is yesterday someone posted a first-person account of an Egyptian student on the ground in Cairo. And we're still not sure if this was fake or not, but then it came out about that they gave the name of the person who posted it in the account of this student in Cairo. It's a lot different than what the mainstream media is telling us. Mohammed al-Bardi, according to this and in his writing, he's saying that he's an insult to the Egyptians. And right here, his quote is, outside of Western media hype, al-Bardi is a nothing, a man that has spent less than 30 days in the past year in Egypt and hardly any time in the past 20 years is a nobody. It is
entirely it's confirmed that al-Bardi isn't popular. They're calling him a transitional figure over the dictatorship. He's the globalist stooge. And the real group the CIA has been meeting with is the Muslim Brotherhood.
My grandpa watches CNN a lot, and they're already reporting that only 20% of the population is embracing them. So, I mean, if I'm not mistaken here, it looks like the Western agenda may not prevail in Egypt. It's still up in the air what's going to happen there.
Yeah, but Mubarak, after Obama told him to step down yesterday, is saying he'll leave in September, and I'm no fan of Mubarak and the torture camps and the rest of it. The issue is, why are the globalists doing this and trying to put the Muslim Brotherhood in? And that's because they want to destabilize the Middle East. Good points. Appreciate the call, Eric. Wilson in Florida, you're on the air.
Hey, good evening, Alex. It's always good to speak to you.
Go ahead.
Tyranny is enveloping the globe, and the United States is the shining gem the globalists want to use to, you know the rest. But I just got one quick question. How impossible is it for a place like Egypt to go into a revolution and come out with a United States Constitution, but an Egyptian one, but with the exact same principles?
Yeah, you notice our government is saying, oh, we don't really want a democracy over there, or a republic, God forbid, but, you know, at least something transitional, a government that shares power. That means a weaker government that'll be even more pliant to the globalist, and that's what's happening. I mean, it's now admitted that not even our government, but these big banking cartels, the kind of Davos consensus, wants to get Hosni Mubarak out of there, and we know why. They want the strategy of tension. They're openly running the Muslim Brotherhood that's going to now try to overthrow Saudi Arabia and all these other countries, but not to bring liberty, to bring even more hardcore Islamic-type republics into place, so then the New World Order can have a better enemy to fight.
Yes, that's very unfortunate. So basically, you think that there'll never be another America here in the world with the exact, like, 1 through 10 amendments and everything?
Well, that's up to us. But see, that's why the globalists want to destroy the name of America and put our name on all the crimes they're committing and use our tax money to fund this evil so that that idea of America is discredited so it won't be used as a challenge to their 1984 system. They don't want the answer to 1984 to be 1776. Appreciate the call. Jason, Julio, Rob, George, your calls are all coming up. 800-259-9231.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're now 8 minutes into hour number two. We have wide open phones covering the economy, revolutions in the Middle East and North Africa. An amazing report by Steve Watson is up at PrisonPlanet.com. Minority Report, companies push for ubiquitous iris scanning to buy and sell. We're going to be breaking down the ramifications of that, plus the incredible cold hitting the Northeast yet again, hitting much of the country, actually. It's really cold here in Texas. And Al Gore's back in the news saying this is global warming. If it's cold, it's global warming. If it's hot, it's global warming. If it's mild, it's global warming. And, of course, the answer is pay him carbon taxes. And, of course, don't make China or India or anybody else make any carbon cuts. Only the evil Westerners got to make sure they cut those carbon outputs down as much as possible. And you've got to get government permission to have a fireplace or an outdoor space heater. Europe's banning those. They tell you what type of toilets, what type of houses, what type of air conditioners, what type of appliances. Just total control with the precedent being set. But I want to go back to your calls, but I want to just restate this here. We don't have a government. It's been taken over by outside interest. And these mega combines made up of major banks and the Fortune 100, in every case, desire tyranny. They'll put communist in, socialist, fascist, strongmen, authoritarian dictators. That's what they've done all over the world over and over again. The CIA in Latin America over and over again, sometimes multiple times per nation, will put in right-wing or left-wing tyrannies as long as they oppress the people and basically hand the resources over to the New World Order. It's a giant game of world domination by the global corporations. And so if they desire tyranny in every other country, of course they want tyranny here. And then we look at what is being manifest, what is being lovingly built, what is being rolled out. According to every measurement, it is classical oppression, classical hardcore despotism, tyranny, slavery, feudalism, serfdom, whatever name you want to slap on it, it is what it is. A rose by any other name is still a rose, to quote Shakespeare yet again. So I was even blindsided by this. Look, I get blindsided by things. I remember back on 888, getting up at 6:30 in the morning and going online and seeing CNN headline, Russia attacks areas of Georgia. And we went with those articles on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But by the time I got into the office a few hours later, and by the time I got on air, I said, we don't know what's happening. This is very strange. The reports out of Europe and Russia and the region are that the puppet of NATO in Georgia has attacked South Ossetia and Abkhazia. And it took 4 days for CNN and Fox to retract and say, actually, Georgia did launch a sneak attack and went in and killed the Russian peacekeepers and shelled people's apartment complexes and homes and just went door to door murdering people, throwing hand grenades into people's houses. So, I mean, I have trouble dealing with these level of lies. I get fooled by it sometimes because who could believe that they would go with a hoax that big and say that Russia had attacked? Am I saying Russia's good or is it corrupt? No, it's corrupt. What did Christ talk about? Wickedness in high places. What does history show? 98% of the time you have corruption. You have tyrannies in place. Liberty is that shining rare jewel that Thomas Jefferson talked about. And then they were bringing in NATO troops and U.S. forces were landing and U.S. advisors were killed and the Russians rolled in mobile medium-range nuke trucks with nukes on the back, and the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff of the Russians went on television. This was all over foreign news and finally came out here and said, we've moved nuclear weapons in, and if you don't back off, we're going to fire them. We're preparing for war with NATO. I mean, that's how crazy these globalists are, that gambit of doing that. And then people say, well, it's patriotic to say Russia attacked, Alex, and you need to be patriotic. Patriotic to the banking syndicate that controls NATO in our country that would try to start World War III with the Russians or was testing to see what the Russians would do? I mean, image the world as a giant powder keg with 50,000 plus nuclear weapons in 11 countries' hands, most of it Russia and the U.S., and image Dick Cheney, who it's now been declassified, called for that and ran that operation, running around with a giant flaming torch with red embers falling off all over a firework factory floor with black powder piled up all around his feet. These people are destabilizing the world in their lust for total control. They're dangerous. They're authoritarians. They want tyranny. And now they're doing something just as crazy, openly. And again, I got blindsided by Russia. A situation on 888, the media saying they'd done it when they didn't. 100% that wasn't true. And early last week, I'm like, oh, there's no way our government would be throwing out their favorite dictator in the region. This guy's got most of the torture camps there. He does whatever he's told. But I began to look at it and said, well, clearly they knew that there was going to be a revolution. They knew the people were angry. They're tracking their Twitter and they're Googling, and they know that there's major unrest over there brewing. And so they trigger it to bring in their guy. And even if that doesn't succeed, it destabilizes everything. And now the supposed government is on record, the CIA meeting with the Muslim Brotherhood a year ago, and then again 6 months ago, and then again a month ago, openly getting ready for this, and headlines, U.S. government, funding and controlling opposition. And then if you didn't need more evidence, Brzezinski comes out and says it. Kissinger comes out and says it. And if you need more evidence of what they're doing and how dangerous they are, then Obama comes out yesterday when it wasn't clear what Mubarak was going to do and said, yeah, he needs to step down. Everybody's like, yay, democracy. Obama wants them to be free. No, he doesn't. All they tell us all day is about radical Muslims and how dangerous they are. And a group they control is now openly trying to overthrow other countries in the region. This is a destabilization tactic, and it shows how incredibly dangerous the New World Order is. It shows how risky they are. And we've got to stop fighting with each other over nations. We've got to realize there's a global corporate state, and the answer to it is an awakening to their system. Because the road they're dragging us down is not a good place to go. All right, let's go to your calls. Jason in Georgia, then Julio and others. Go ahead, Jason.
Jason, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Listen here, just want to comment on the show about Bohemian Grove. I got a message to Meltzer and that crew of his. That's a bunch of spineless wimps. Look, they set you up. They led you down that river to a setup, and they can try to hide the truth. It's not working. The truth's getting out, and these ball-headed wimps like Meltzer and that JAG Advocate General, I mean, and that woman, what a bootlicker. They come out of that jail kissing the police's ass. I can't believe this.
Well, I understand you're angry, but let's all try to watch our language because we can get out of control. Meltzer's back on tomorrow, so I definitely tune in for that because I've now had a chance to see the show. And I said I'd do this on Monday, Tuesday, but I tend to not cover news I'm in as much as other talk show hosts would. If there's other more important things going on, I tend to not get into, kind of corollary or even capillary issues. But I tell you what I'll do. At 8 after next hour, I'm going to play about 5 minutes of the show, and I'm going to analyze it here. And yes, they talk about what a great club it is and how they'd love to be members. And, you know, it's almost like a fawning worshipfulness of it. And then he also has me describing the ritual. Then he cuts it off and says, and that's it. That's all that happened. Now, I said a lot more, and that's not all that happened. And then they don't basically describe that I escaped. They just talk about how they got arrested. But I'll say it's about as hardcore as you could imagine to get on History Channel. There was a Discovery Channel piece that a major director put together that I was in 3.5 years ago, and it was the biggest budget for a 5-part series in the history of Discovery Channel, $3.4 million. They made the whole series, and the Joe Bellinger's his name, or Belger, he's been on as a guest. He made Brother's Keeper. He made Some Kind of Monster. I mean, he's as big as it gets in documentary filmmaking, except for somebody like Michael Moore. And they made the whole piece, and then Discovery Channel just said, we're shelving it. We're not going to air it. You didn't make Alex Jones look bad enough. And he said he was given Final Cut, and he had never seen anything like this in his career happen. And so, yeah, that's what goes on. But What do I do? Do I not take the field when Nightline wants to come down here or MSNBC? Do I not? Because even in them trying to take what I do and spinning it, we're able to then illustrate it and expose what they're doing. But one thing Meltzer did do that he kept his word on is he said, you know, don't worry, you look pretty good in the piece. And I think overall, they didn't butcher what I had to say too much, and they made me look credible because I was credible in the way I spoke. But it was really kind of 50-50 where they would show both sides, but kind of watered down what I had to say. But then at the end, Meltzer says that he doesn't particularly like the secrecy at the Grove, and every expert they talk to does say that basically it's bad what's going on there. But overall, it is a whitewash, and you're absolutely right. I will play a few minutes of that and analyze it. Secret Society Bohemian Grove special that aired last Thursday night on the History Channel. And Meltzer is joining us tomorrow on the transmission.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys? 18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued. So I used the program methods, and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new SightGlass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
By the way, we got a power pack transmission for you tomorrow. Nomi Prinz, formerly with Goldman Sachs, exposing what they're up to and getting into some of the virtual currencies they're deploying, will be joining us. Brad Meltzer and George Norrie tomorrow, and a whole bunch of amazing other guests also coming up on Friday. Let's continue with your phone calls here. Julio in Illinois, you're on the air.
Alex Jones, it's great to talk to you from FEMA Region 5 here in the blizzard-covered state of Illinois. But it's global warming, Alex. It's wind chills in the negatives, and you know, it's our CO2 and our greenhouse gas causing all this corruption, this catastrophe going on outside.
Well, remember, and we have a clip of the late Senator Byrd saying 8 years ago that we wouldn't have any more snow. That they had this for sure with their global warming forecast, and that we were basically all in deep trouble. But then meanwhile, Al Gore put a press release out on his Al Gore website, algore.com, saying that the snow is caused by climate change and global warming, and saying that all of our carbon is causing it to build up in the atmosphere. We've always had different weather. The only thing that's constant about weather is change. And everyone knows that. And we've had real forecasters on who a year ago predicted the blizzards we're now seeing because of sun activity. The biggest driver is the sun. They don't understand all of it, but they know when the sun does certain things happen here. But the UN said a year and a half ago that they can officially tell you that the sun has no effect on climate. It's all humans. It's our fault. And the UN is going to tax us and take our liberties and take our power plants and raise our energy prices and inspect our homes because they are the saviors of the earth. Aren't we lucky we have them?
Yeah, thank God for them. Quickly, Alex, that last caller, I have a bunch of intel, so I'm going to go quick. That last caller talked about Bohemian Grove, that episode on the History Channel. I thought it was a joke. I'm a broadcasting major, and Brad Meltzer talking about by law they couldn't show your Bohemian Grove video. I mean, that's a crock because you are, you know, investigating these people who are violating the Logan Act. But either way, anyone who's a Grateful Dead fan, Bob Weir has been a member of the Grove, according to a Daily Mail article. They talk about praising a woman who is who's a Bond girl from the 1980s. She's like a big figure there. Anyways, Alex, with this blizzard, I know you're going to talk about it later in your show. I think, personally, over the last 4 days, we've been chemtrailed pretty hard, and I'm sure it's been going on all throughout the states that were affected by this blizzard. I think that we're having some weather modification going on in terms of intensifying this storm.
Well, there's no thinking about it. The big wild card here is that governments and private corporations, the Department of Energy, the British government, the Australian, the German government, they all admit now they're doing geoengineering. And what the old timers 15 years ago who got samples of chemtrails said, they're barium salts, aluminum dioxide, and other things. And then guess what the White House science czar says? Oh, we've been doing tests in the last 15 years, but now we're looking at going, you know, full tilt with geoengineering to save the earth from global warming. And Bill Gates is invested in it. And this is all real. And so even if it's not intentional, weather modification has ripple effects. But we can't say that blizzards are caused by it because we've always had blizzards. But clearly, when the government admits, and the Secretary of Defense back in 97, Cohen gave a press conference, Army Times, said we have weather weapons, others have weather weapons, the Chinese brag they can control the weather. The Russians do. But the media, out of one side of its mouth, makes fun of you if you talk about weather control and manipulation and weather weapons. But out of the other side of the mouth, tells you how great it is. And we have a big video speaking of that. And I appreciate your call, Julio. It's going up today. Now, 6 years ago, when this stuff got declassified in 2005, and I noticed it had been declassified, that they declassified up until the 80s, the weather weapons, weather modification program of the Navy and the Army and Air Force. They declassified part of it. And in there was Ben Livingston, the director of the program. So we did a little Google search, found out where Ben Livingston worked, where he lives in the panhandle of Texas, that he runs a weather modification company as their head meteorologist, one of the biggest, a private one. I call him up, get him on the air, fly him to Austin, interview him. And back then, our cameras, our technology wasn't as good. Now we've taken the old interview with all the other stuff you never saw, put together an hour-long special presentation, a lot of it new, with new information, new high-def video, overlays. That's going up on PrisonPlanet.tv today. Today. And this is a guy who in 67 had Stanford Research Institute and the Army War College, Naval Weapons Laboratory, excuse me, certify that they could create hurricanes, kill hurricanes, strengthen them, weaken them.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about Calben 5-star soaps for years. This is an American-made product of the highest quality and compares to nothing you will find in stores. You can buy factory direct, shipped via UPS right to your door. Check them out on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091. Take my word for it. Once you've used Pure Soap, you won't buy anything else. Since 1947, Calben Soap Company has been showing consumers that soap can be tough on dirt and gentle on the environment. Buy American and stay clean, as well as support InfoWars. Visit 5starsoap.com today or call 1-800-340-7091. Well, Marty, what do you have to say?
As founder and owner for over 63 years, satisfaction is guaranteed or double your dirt back. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog or visit our website, 5starsoap.com. Thank you.
Folks, you've heard us talk about Home Gain before. Home Gain is now offering a special promo where you get up to $150 when you buy or sell a home with a Home Gain agent you find through their Find a Realtor program. Home Gain lets you compare realtors anonymously. It's easy. Go to HomeGain150.com to find and compare realtors anonymously. Enter promo code HomeGain150 and receive up to $150 when you close a deal with a Home Gain agent. Share the HomeGain150 promo code with your friends via Facebook, Twitter, text, and more. Look for Max, the Home Gain Gorilla, to find out more about how Home Gain is going to pay you. Visit HomeGain150.com today to enter your promo code and get paid for buying or selling a house. That's HomeGain150.com.
This is our land. These are our people. The workers. The strivers. The builders. These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies. The dark murdering armies whose only honor is atrocity.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
can speak to each other in passing. Only a signal shown and a distant voice in the darkness. So on the ocean of life we pass and speak one another. Only a look and a voice. Then darkness again and a silence. And I care about humanity. I know that my life is short. I know that through humanity I will live on, through my progeny, and through my progeny that will commune with your progeny, hopefully to the stars. I don't like murderous, controlling manipulators trying to keep people in the dark about knowledge so that they can be manipulated and controlled. I want to empower society. And the works of the New World Order, the fruits of the globalist, are pure evil. They are so incredibly destructive at every level. And that's why it's so important that all of us realize that our lives are like a pebble thrown into a pond, and they send out ripples throughout time and space and history, and that when you just speak up for the truth, when you stand up for what's right, when you help a little old lady across the street, when you don't fight with your wife, when you don't fight with your neighbors over petty issues, but get involved and fight for liberty and freedom, we can change the world together. I'm going to go back to George, Nathan, Rob, John, Scott, and others. Then I want to get into Minority Report, companies push for ubiquitous iris scanning and what this system really means. First, I want to, after we take calls, get into the situation and the latest developments unfolding, obviously, in Egypt. But folks know basically the course of where that's going, global destabilization and the strategy of tension towards a clash of civilizations. But before I go any further here, you heard me talking about the Ben Livingston video. And every December and January, we always offer the 5 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv. I don't think we've ever gone into February still offering the special. Quite frankly, I wanted to get the Ben Livingston special report on weather weapons out last week, and it had some encoding upload problems. And sometimes videos go up no problem. Sometimes they have a bug or a gremlin in there, and there's endless problems. It finally got uploaded yesterday. Watson's doing an article about it today. And I wanted to have that last video out as a special while we were asking folks to sign up. And you pay for 6.7 months, and you get 5.3 months free. And we do that every January, every December and January. Now, obviously, we're into February. We're going to end this in the next few days. But I wanted to have that special coincide and end with this special weather weapons production that we've done. We've got a lot of other special productions that are be going up in the next few weeks and months, but you can get 5+ months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv, or you can get a trial $5.95 membership at PrisonPlanet.tv. And the live streams of the show, the video streams are there, the archive of the radio/TV multicast, my book, Paul Watson's book, Expanded Extras, all these incredible interviews we're flying all over the country to bring you. We just spent 3 days, or the crew did, up in Alaska dealing with weather weapons and HAARP and talking to Dr. Nick Begich. That's going to be like a 2-hour special going up on PrisonPlanet.tv. It's having a big effect and waking a lot of people up, and every subject under the sun is covered at PrisonPlanet.tv. We also have the online video bookstore and the T-shirts and all the stuff that helps get the word out at Infowars.com. And you can also call and get hard copies of all of that at 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Okay, let's hurry through your calls because I want to hear from you, but also get to the news. George in Connecticut, you're on the air. Welcome.
Good to speak with you, Alex. Julio stole a little of my thunder. I was going to ask about the chemtrails, but what I'm really trying to ask is, how do you find out where they're flying out of? I'm on the New York, Connecticut border, and I see these clowns constantly crisscrossing the skies, and it's got to be out of one of the things here. And as a type of information, if we could find out for all the regions so that we can call these people up and put them on notice that we're aware of what's
okay,
going on.
Okay, well, let's explain what's happening. Anything a government does, they compartmentalize so most people who are involved in it don't even know. So there's a lot of layers. There are thousands If you type in geoengineering, weather modification, if you type in aerosol atmosphere campaign, literally Department of Energy, every other major government, major universities, private corporations. So there's not one program going on. So a lot of it's publicly admitted, but it's all broken up and compartmentalized like a jigsaw puzzle that hadn't been put together yet. Okay. B, because so much of the programs are secret, it's admitted that the programs are going on, but the details are secret. We don't know exactly what they're doing. That's why it shouldn't be secret under U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1528, Paragraph B, that the government for research purposes, this is a UN treaty as well, can test chemicals, biologicals, radiologicals, or anything else they want on domestic populations. Governments just aren't allowed to do it to each other. That's U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1528, Paragraph B, if you want to pull that up. So it says you're not allowed to do testing unless it's part of research. So that's why Holdren, 2 years ago when he first got in, the science czar, there's so much heat on this, he went ahead and came out and said, yeah, there is weather modification, geoengineering going on. If this was a dead planet, it'd be called terraforming. That's bringing a planet to life, but this is the opposite or something different. It's not really the opposite. It's manipulation of the current climate system on a planetary scale. And so because they're doing research, you know, they can, quote, keep it secret. It shouldn't be secret. There should be congressional hearings. This information should be brought out because we don't know if they're manipulating the weather and causing this currently. We just know they have weather manipulation programs going on. So is it inadvertent or is this just a regular weather cycle? I mean, they've trained the ignorant mass that, oh, my gosh, it wasn't that cold last winter and now it's real cold this winter. It's the end of the world. There's always cycles. And so, George, I don't know because we don't know. We just know that these things are going on, but because they're secret, we don't know exactly what's going on.
What about the UN Nuremberg trials and things like this? I mean, the rules like that, because this chemical is bringing down our immune systems. We know that from various reports and things like that.
Well, there is a 19. In fact, guys, I want to make sure my memory is correct. There's a 1977 UN Weather Modification Treaty. Just type in UN Weather Modification Treaty. It's 77 or 78. I'm pretty sure it's 77. You can read it. Legislation's been introduced by Kucinich going back a decade ago or 9 years ago to bar weather modification. So government all knows this is going on. It's just, again, quasi-secret, but great points, George. Look, there are clearly weather modification aircraft out there. That's admitted. But people point at regular aircraft and say, well, it's leaving a condensation trail too low. It's staying there for hours. Clearly, it's not ice crystals. And then they get tested. Groups have gone up, flown up, and captured it, and it's barium salts, aluminum dioxide, and other variants of that. And that's exactly what they now admit is being done in these tests. But then we have found so many patents, and I've been working for 2 years or more on a chemtrail film. We have found so many patents. It's all there in plain view, where they mix it with the jet fuel, the kerosene. And so the companies, the airlines, don't even know. It's designed to disperse these weather-modifying nuclei that forms clouds through the jet engines. It's a perfect dispersal mechanism. So, yes, there are aircraft with nozzles that are specifically designed with other forms of weather modification, but they're also doing it through the jet fuel, through the jet fuel. That's why you'll see a commercial jet right by another commercial jet in the same strata of the atmosphere. One isn't leaving a trail, the other is. Or one leaves a trail that dissipates in seconds or minutes that is a condensation ice crystal trail off the wingtips, and another one doesn't. You know, I mean, or one puts one out that stays there for hours. And I heard a talk show on Genesis Sunday driving into work, listening to it on 90.1, and I, you know, the hosts are nice guys. I tried to call in, and they gave me about 30 seconds and then went to break. And they were like, oh, Alex, you know, maybe this is going on, maybe not. No, it's all admitted. It's all admitted. And then another caller called in, because, you know, I always talk about spider goats and stole my thunder that I was going to try to get to next. It's almost like a psychic connection or something with that caller, and said, well, people talk about spider goats 10 years ago and get laughed at just because people weren't aware of it, but it's admitted. They have, you know, part spider, part goat creatures that create body armor. I talked about that yesterday. So, I mean, it's not my fault that I'm informed, so I'm the weirdo because I do research. And so it's like people think just because they don't know about something that then it doesn't exist. And if you're walking around in the field at night and there's a 100-foot pit in it and you're going to fall in and break your legs bare minimum, just because you don't know the pit, you know, is there, does that mean the pit isn't there? I mean, if a tree falls in the forest but you didn't see it fall over, does it mean it didn't fall over? You're walking through the forest, you see a tree that fell over. You didn't see it fall over, but you can see where it cracked and broke and fell over. I mean, you can look at it and say the tree fell over. But see, they didn't see the tree fall. They're not going to look at the tree falling. And so they're just going to say, hey, doesn't exist. Nathan in Ohio, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, I'd just like to start out by thanking you. And it goes back to the chemtrails that everybody's been seeing. I'm in Dayton, Ohio, close to Wright-Patt Air Force Base.
Yes.
Can you hear me, Alex?
Yes, I can.
And, I'm sorry. And the chemtrails were amazing. There were at least 600 lines up in the sky. But last night when the power went out in Dayton, right before I heard thunder and I was walking out the back door because the lights had flickered but come back on, and then I seen the brightest white flash up in the it lit up everything, almost blinding me for a second. And my neighbors come out, they're like, what was that, Nathan? You know, because I inform them all on what's going on, so they come to me with their questions, and I didn't have an answer. But today they tried telling us in Kettering, Ohio, that a power line had busted over a main, and that's the whole guy. And I thought that was kind of, and I'm 20 miles away from that town.
Well, interesting, Nathan. You know, there are all sorts of different types of lightning. One time when my dad was a kid on the farm, there was a tornado down the road, and ball lightning formed and came into their house. A big, giant blue ball floated around for about 30 seconds, went through the living room, and then up the chimney on the stove, because it likes to follow metal, and went. You know, hit the stove, went into the stove, and then went out through the stove chimney. And so, you know, there's a lot of natural crazy things going on, but I can't really comment on it because I didn't see what you saw, but I appreciate your call. Again, because of all of this being secret, we don't know what's going on. But I know this. 16 years ago, before this weather modification program started, most of the time in Texas, there were beautiful, pristine, deep blue skies, ultra gorgeous, just not a cloud in the sky for months out of the year off and on, totally beautiful. I never, 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 I mean, it is incredible, see a clear sky anymore. And every once in a while, I'll get up at 6 in the morning, go outside drinking coffee, the sun comes up, and it's a sky, and then here come the jets. And within 2 hours, it's just solid trails, and then they form into cloud banks. Now, what does John P. Holdren say? What does the White House say? They say that we have a deteriorating atmosphere. It's not global warming or even climate change now. It's a deteriorating atmosphere. That's one of their talking points. Why would the globalists have a giant, now global, it's going on all over the world now, it's been phased in, they've tested it here and in Europe, why would they have this huge program that's got to cost hundreds of billions of dollars to work with the mass distributors of jet fuel to have them covertly mix the chemicals in so that then it disperses nuclei that then form haze or clouds? Well, Holdren says that the atmosphere is deteriorating, but it's classified. Well, I've seen the film Trinity, the Trinity Project with William Shatner, and this is all declassified. It was public when they did it. Back in the 50s and 60s, hundreds of times. In fact, there's film footage in it that the Army shot out in New Mexico, and also they shot video in Nevada and other places, where it shows these missiles at night lined up, scores of them, firing them into the upper atmosphere, and you see giant white nuclear explosions up in the upper atmosphere, and they said, we're just seeing what it would do. It's kind of like, oh, let's, on 888, 2.5 years ago, let's attack the Russians and see what they do. And they said on the special that the Pentagon thought that it might have ignited. They thought one of the things that could have happened was that the atmosphere would be ignited. They thought the same thing might happen. In fact, the majority of scientists in the Manhattan Project, when they tested the A-bomb a few months before they dropped it on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And by the way, people that say they couldn't carry out 9/11 and keep it secret, they were testing A-bombs out in the desert and keeping it secret from people. What was that big explosion? We don't know. Then they go and drop it on the Japanese and the world's told about it. Tens of thousands, more than that, they see hundreds of thousands were involved in the Manhattan Project. They kept that secret. But that's not the issue I'm getting at here. But everything's interconnected. Listen to me. The globalist did hundreds and hundreds of high-altitude tests where they would shoot high-powered, high-megaton, high-yield nuclear weapons into different areas of the atmosphere. And during the Manhattan Project, when they were testing them at sea level, dropping them from a tower, the majority of their scientists believed that there was a good chance it was going to ignite the oxygen in the atmosphere and burn the atmosphere of the Earth off. I mean, this is all on mainline record if you want to go look it up. And they still did it. And you get enough of these experiments with the Hadron Collider and the nukes and all of it. Who knows what they did? Who knows if they blew big holes in the atmosphere and our atmosphere is spilling out to space? Mars lost its atmosphere. It's got water all over it in ice caps. Clearly once had water flowing over it, lost its atmosphere because it's smaller, doesn't have as big of a gravitational pull to hold in oxygen and other gases. I mean, who knows? Maybe they are trying to repair the atmosphere. The point is, they're not telling us, and they're the ones who, in one night, I forget the number, but it's dozens of nukes going off in the atmosphere, seeing if they could cause a magnetic EMP wave, and it did blow out transistors all over the planet.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs and remove septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
What does it say about the scientific technocratic elite that they openly admit that many of the experiments they've done could destroy life on this planet or damage it greatly, and they just do it? And they write books talking about why they've done it. It's beyond nihilism, and it's the ultimate power trip for these people to know how the world works, to know how to manipulate their fellow mankind, and to hoard all this technology to themselves. And that's why I get mad at folks that only care about the Super Bowl coming up. That's why I get mad at people that aren't even concerned about dollar devaluation and what that means to all of our lives and our economy. I mean, there's so many serious, hardcore, incredibly dangerous things going on. And we need to have a bigger debate about this. We need to get control of our governments. We need to get rid of all this secrecy and find out what these lunatics are up to. Because what we know they're doing is so criminal, so crazy, so bad. What else don't we know is what I'm trying to get at here. So it's genetic engineering. Who knows what that's going to do to the planet? That's a real environmental threat, admittedly. But they've got everybody obsessed about carbon dioxide. It's crazy. Let's go ahead and go to Rob in West Virginia. Rob, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey.
I work with someone from the Associated Press, and reports coming out that an organization that's working in stealth with the Obama administration, known as Right Haven, is suing websites in order to shut down political opposition.
Yeah, that's been covered widely. And I appreciate your call, sir. I really do. I mean, I don't know what I can get into with all of the countless things that are going on out there. I've seen that in the news. I've seen that organization going after folks what they claim are copyright infringements. I know those cases are being battled, and I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to John in Michigan. John, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I wanted to point out that you've been proven right again, in case this goes under the radar. It was some time ago you made a comment, and it was in the context of a news article that highlighted the use of prison labor in the event of a martial law type scenario. And pretty much your comment was that when the hammer actually comes down, one of the first things that happen is that the prisons will be empty to fuel violence and chaos.
Yeah, that was done in Egypt. Again, they have a playbook they use. What report are you specifically talking about?
Al Jazeera reported yesterday, and they reported yesterday in a video titled "Thousands Escaped Egypt Prisons" that extremely well-armed looters took on the prison and busted it open and freed all the prisoners.
Yeah, well, the report's confirmed, that was about 4 days ago, in Al Jazeera and a bunch of other publications out of Egypt, was that they would catch these people, and they'd be police officers or military, and that they're doing this as part of a destabilization campaign. And so certainly some of that's going on. It's just not clear who they're working for, because a lot of the army and the security forces have been trained in the West. In fact, the top generals just so happened last week to already be in D.C. And at the Pentagon, the top Egyptian brass. And so, yes, I did see those reports. We did cover that, I think, back on Monday, that is indeed going on.
Yep, that's all I got.
All right. Thank you so much. Very interesting points on that front. Yeah, look. We're going to find out more about what's happening in Egypt as it unfolds, but it's now not denied, and even I am blown away by it, that the people running things are so ruthless that they would undermine their own dictator and then try to put in the Muslim Brotherhood to stir up trouble. I mean, it just shows in every case the Muslim extremists are financed, controlled, protected. Who did they use to overthrow areas of Serbia? Muslims. Who do they use to attack the Russians? The Muslims. And then who do they use to take our liberties here at home? The Muslims. Who do they protect and get on aircraft? The Muslims.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, I'm going to get into Brad Meltzer's piece on the History Channel dealing with the Bohemian Grove coming up in the next segment, and then we've got joining us Kurt Haskell, one of the survivors of the Christmas Day bombing, with clear evidence of government involvement in those attacks, key information integrated in with all the new WikiLeaks regurgitated propaganda about Al-Qaeda. That is coming up right now. Let's go to Robert in Oklahoma. Robert, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Good.
First time caller, long time listener.
Well, good to have you on board.
Thank you, sir. Good to talk to you. Hey, I'd like to make 2 points about global warming, if I may. Number one, they keep considering about the sun not being a major role. It is. Without that, there is no weather because it heats the surface of the Earth, which causes formations of high and low pressure, all of the fronts that occurring all over the world, and plus it aids in the movement of the jet stream.
Well, they know that. It's the main driver, and that shows their contempt for the public that they tell you the sun has no effect on climate.
Exactly, but it does. I don't understand why they keep saying that it doesn't.
It's like
it
saying gasoline, 93 octane, has nothing to do with your car running.
Number two is that I keep hearing that all these global warmers complaining about carbon dioxide going up into the atmosphere by man when they forget one thing. How many active volcanoes belch out so much tons of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere?
They know humans don't even lift it by 0.5% on record. They know volcanoes. One big volcano puts out more than all humans have in the last 100 years. They know all that. It's their excuse to seize control of all the infrastructure and to tell you what you can do on your own property. They're making carbon dioxide a toxic waste while telling you fluoride, a toxic waste, is good for you. It's a power grab excuse, and people keep thinking they're environmentalist wackos and that they're ignorant or stupid. They're not stupid. They know exactly what they're doing. Great points, Robert. Bon in Illinois, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay. Thank you very much for having Dr. Wakefield on. As a parent of a child that, well, actually not considered a child anymore. He's an adult who has autism. There's so many questions out there and no answers, but here's one for you. And it's a major point that's never been brought up. Why do you think there are so many autistic children and mainly boys?
Well, because mercury and other additives and studies, even with male monkeys, have shown that it has a bigger effect on males.
Okay, can I bring something up?
Sure.
Okay. When my son was finally put into a specialized school for kids who are autistic, it was put in. It was a school within a school. Okay, it was mainly in a college, and you can say that the government was actually running all of this. They had a program for the kids. It was some kind of ceremony, and me being a parent, that no one ever listened to me when I kept saying he was autistic, and they didn't believe me. And then to find out that he was, I overheard something that raised a red flag. And that was, oh, don't they make the perfect little soldier? And it wasn't the first time that I heard that.
So you're saying they basically, with those that are not as damaged as much as others, that it basically makes an automaton or somebody that can carry out good jobs?
Sure, just tell them what to do and they'll do it.
Oh, I hear you. I mean, there's no doubt they're doing all of this to reduce IQs and damage people, and they're slowly phasing in all of these man-made diseases, anthropogenic diseases, and it's eugenics, bottom line. Thanks for the call.
Diamond Gusset is proud to announce the anthem of the Patriot Movement. They're offering a free CD, T-shirt, and bumper sticker with a qualifying purchase. Diamond Gusset offers great products at great prices while keeping Americans working.
I'm looking for a factory where a man can feed his family. Not worried about them moving it south, closing the doors and shutting her down tomorrow. I'm looking for America.
Wear American and be proud. Go to gusset.com/America.
The land of the free and the home of the brave. Seems like I just woke up one day and it was gone. Long gone. But I know in my heart it's still.
Again, go to gusset.com/America today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You've heard Alex explain how the Silver Lungs generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced colloidal silver solutions, yet many are unaware of the entire function of the Silver Lungs system and how it has been designed to deliver your silver solutions anywhere in or on the body. My name is Mario Cifaldi, and I'm the developer of the Silver Lungs generator. Not only does the Silver Lungs system produce endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions, it also comes equipped with the proper applicators and devices needed to deliver your silver solutions directly to key target areas. This includes the eyes, ears, nose, lungs, topically to the skin, and orally for the digestive system. Be sure to watch our new 7-minute video tour of the Silver Lungs system at www.silverlungs.com to learn more about how the Silver Lungs system works. As well, we are always ready to answer any questions you may have. That's www.silverlungs.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, in the next 20 minutes or so, I'm going to break down Brad Meltzer's Decoded episode last Thursday, the premiere of the Secret Societies episode. And it's 45 minutes long. It's an hour-long program, but we're going to just play a few minutes of it here and analyze it and break it down. I'll be stopping the video throughout it. But we've got Meltzer coming on tomorrow, and I'll ask him some pointed questions then when he comes back on with us. Obviously, if I'm too mean to him, he won't come on the show and be grilled. He's a nice enough fellow on the surface. I don't buy his interview last week where he said, oh, he was doing Masonic signs for USA Today and didn't know they were. And his wife said, oh, don't you know that? And, oh, he's in with George Herbert Walker Bush and he's part of the inner circle, but he didn't know what that means. And ha, ha, ha. But look, what do you expect them to put on national TV? It caused a huge response to people going online to find out about my infiltration and to see the real video of the ritual that the old men take very seriously. And the biggest thing Meltzer did was keep saying it was illegal what Alex Jones did. So that's a way to assassinate my character. When I did that 11 years ago, almost 11 years ago, July of 2000, so 10 and a half years ago, when I did that, they didn't charge me. They didn't press charges. They didn't come after me because I looked at the law and I was ready to go to court and defend myself. You got presidents, vice presidents, CIA directors in there bragging in annals they've released to several Berkeley and other universities in California in the last 50 years where they created the Manhattan Project. They created the Star Wars Project. They launched it. They, you know, conceived it and decided to get funding for it. That they set policy there. It violates the Logan Act. It's federal law, and that's why they can't prosecute people that try to sneak into Bilderberg, because the press has a right to know what's going on. They got a right to go in there and get drunk, and I guess it's illegal to bring in the gay porn stars that the New York Post and others and Vanity Fair report they bring in to have sex with. But the point is, the public has a right to know what's going on. And I went in for 5 hours. I hit out. I was told on July 15th the ritual would be done, one of many. I caught it on tape, got it out to the world. Okay? And they said they were going to use it, but then their lawyers last minute said they couldn't. And then Meltzer repeats over and over again, what Alex did was illegal. What Alex did was illegal. And now claims there's some new law in California about hidden video. Well, that's in someone's private place. This has government involved, setting policy, and it should be public. And that law didn't exist 10 and a half years ago. Okay, so it's not retroactive. And I had arguments with him about that. Then he goes on and lets me talk a little bit about the ritual and says, and that's it. That's all that happens in the ritual. No, I explained they took it deadly serious when it was going on. It wasn't just theatrical. And, of course, theater comes from ancient religions. They did it on a stage. You go to a Baptist church, it's theater. You know, they're up there on a stage, and it's all done in that style, and you're watching. And so there's so many points to this, but then there's the groveling, and, you know, oh, how great the Grove is, and it's a great club. Now, it's pretty much 50-50. They show both sides, which I guess is journalistic in their view. But they do other character assassination things in there that maybe make it 60-40 on the side of the Grove, and they do talk to four different experts. I'm one of them. And they all agree what's wrong is that they're setting policy in secret. And Meltzer at the end says he thinks what's going on there is wrong at a certain level. So there's some redeeming qualities to it. And the fact is, I think overall it's positive that it's on TV. Why is it on TV now, though? Because of the internet and alternative media, we're forcing mainline dinosaur old media to cover things if they're going to stay relevant. So we're forcing them to have to even do these whitewashes. They'd rather not in the last 10 and a half years cover it, and they haven't. So it shows that times are a-changing. Let's go ahead and play a few minutes of the program towards the middle. The whole thing's online at the History Channel for free if you want to go watch it. We also link to it at Infowars.com. But here's part of it. We'll be stopping it throughout when I make comments.
To my knowledge, only one man has ever snuck into the Grove during their July event. In the year 2000, Alex Jones actually managed to covertly record the cremation of care ceremony. And while I want to hear how he interprets what he saw there, what I'm really hoping is he'll tell Buddy, Mac, and Scott how he got inside.
Other members of the press have gotten in, but they've always been arrested and had their film confiscated. And in July of 2000, I snuck in and shot some hidden video, the only video to ever get out of the Grove.
How did you manage to sneak in?
I basically came to the main gate and crawled down through the swamp
and then went up and got into the main parking area where they have these big open backed trucks that come in and take the members in. And I basically just climbed on to the truck with some other members, had a conversation with them, and then they stopped us at an internal checkpoint, and some security people climbed on asking us what group we were with, and I knew enough about some of the club's names inside to tell them I was part of the Hillbillies, which is the Texas delegation, the Bushes and their friends.
And your accent worked.
And I gotta say, you kind of looked the part.
So Alex Jones actually sneaks into Bohemian Grove with a video camera, and he shoots the footage of what he saw. Legally, we're not allowed to show it to you because he broke the law in obtaining it, but I've seen it, and it is pretty compelling stuff.
All right, applause. Wow, judge, jury, and executioner Brad Meltzer is now, we don't even need courts in this country or juries. He just, I broke the law, I'm a criminal. Just absolutely, really. Nobody charged me, nobody sued me, knock on wood, nobody came after me. Why? Because I'm not stupid, I went and looked at the law. I went and looked at the law, and I studied it, and I believed it was about 80-20, 80% on my side. I believed I could defend myself to a jury of peers. And the Grove isn't stupid. This is where the elite are meeting. They know that as well. So let's continue.
Did you ever think you were going to get found out, Alex, while you were in there?
Oh, the whole time. And I basically just sat behind a building on the grass for the next 2.5 hours or so. And then as it got dark, I then went out to witness the cremation of care ritual.
I'm wondering why you wanted to get in there in the first place.
Well, I had begun to research Skull and Bones. Skull and Bones at Yale. Bohemian Grove is where they all get together.
People love blaming things on Skull and Bones. The rumors run rampant about the legendary secret Yale fraternity.
All right, let's stop there.
They've been accused of stealing.
They've been accused of stealing Geronimo's bones? No, in federal court cases, it's admitted they have it, but the courts rule they can keep it. They went and grave robbed. It's admitted. And in, I have the annals of the Bohemian Grove. I have been sent one of them by a widow, and we're able to purchase two more of them. They come out every 10 years. They're only given to members. And I've been able to get a hold of them. They sell, in some cases, for thousands of dollars a piece. And so I know what they say about it. And the nomenclature, the words they use, the president, who was the first person who was a president to go there, he was a founder of Skull and Bones. His father was a founder. All of them were involved. And the big political group that went and took it over around 1900, been around since 1872, was all Skull and Bones. And Helmut Schmidt, in his book, talks about it basically being a Skull and Bones version. And back in the 1880s, one of the other fraternities snuck into Skull and Bones. And there on the wall was a plaque from the Bavarian Illuminati saying, "You are our second chapter in the New World." One chapter in Germany, one chapter in New Haven, Connecticut. So, I mean, just incredible to say everybody likes to blame things on Skull and Bones, like I'm blaming things, and then gives no proof of how I'm wrongly blaming it. Then he says, now, when you're interpreting a ritual, as an outsider, you don't know how to interpret it. I went to mainline professors of religion. I went to Christian professors. I did research. We know what they're doing there. We understand. It's not like we're idiots on the outside and don't know. We have their annals. Let's continue.
Stealing the bones of Geronimo, Pancho Villa, and even our eighth president, Martin Van Buren. But none of that has ever been proven. The club taps members of the Yale junior class to join its ranks, and past members have included William F. Buckley, John Kerry, both Presidents Bush, and of course, the late President William Howard Taft.
And it was William Howard Taft, the president, who came here to the Bohemian Grove, who, of course, was the high-level Skull and Bones member, who first began to talk about a world government, a League of Nations, which was then picked up a few years later by Woodrow Wilson. And so this whole system is their plan for a world government, and it is based on a Germanic death cult. And you've got all these world leaders and all these powerful people together before they have the ritual beneath these giant redwoods in this huge Hall of the Mountain King is what it's like. It's scary.
You're talking about a new world order. You're talking about a big conspiracy about these people getting together and talking about stuff that's going to basically bring us all down, and we're still here.
I know the direction these guys are taking.
Back it up a few seconds. Oh, there's this big world government, this big conspiracy, but we're all still here, implying I'm making all this up. We're losing our liberties. We're in illegal wars. They're getting rid of the Bill of Rights and Constitution. They're putting fluoride in the water. They got telescreens up telling us spy on our neighbors. The government's openly calling for internet kill switches and the fairness doctrine to end talk radio as we know it. No, we're going into the world government. They've been building the empire and profiting from it. It's like somebody saying, I can't believe something could last for generations. Really, that's what true power does, is try to transcend their own deaths and pass it on. I mean, how do you have thousand-year-old universities in Europe? People who founded it have been dead for hundreds and hundreds of years because it's an institution that people get power in, and then they pass that power on and grow the power of that institution. So, just amazing. Let's continue.
Is what it's like. It's scary.
You're talking about a new world order. You're talking about a big conspiracy about these people getting together and talking about stuff that's going to basically bring us all down, and we're still here.
I know the direction these guys are taking us in. It's undemocratic. You've got all these CIA directors, attorney generals, vice presidents, presidents.
Going to the Grove.
You have the former German chancellor, Helmut Schmidt. He says, we have our own druidic groves in Germany. But my favorite place to go, and he calls it druidic, is Northern California.
Groves have held a sacred place in the lore of druids for centuries. This mysterious order of Celtic priests have performed both human and animal sacrifice in their groves in ancient England.
Right. And we're going to go to break, but they don't even deny that. Okay, see? And they're doing a mock human sacrifice. This is a mixture of Germanic death cult stuff, Jewish mysticism, a whole bunch of other.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Hey!
Yes!
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
Historically, similar orders, Romans, Greeks, Scandinavians, also all considered groves to be sacred spaces.
What happened once the ceremony began?
It was so creepy. I had snuck in. I'd seen the 40-foot stone owl. I'd seen the black altar in front of it during the day. Then as it got dark, to watch over 1,000 prominent people march down the little pond in front of this idol, and then to see the ritual unfold from there, I was thinking one thing: get the footage and get out of here.
Some of the wealthiest and most influential men in the country are meeting to discuss some of the biggest ideas, not just in America, but worldwide. Are they making handshake agreements? Come on, I don't think U.S. presidents are meeting in secret to plot against us.
Oh, no.
But I do believe that there are people out there who would benefit from hanging out socially with a president. So the question is, how far would those people go? We're in California investigating the Bohemian Club. In the year 2000, Alex Jones actually managed to covertly record the cremation of care ceremony. Anyone could have busted him any second. It reminded me of that scene from Invasion of the Body Snatchers where the non-body snatchers are trying to blend in with everyone else. When he gets to the spot where they do the cremation of care ceremony, though, it suddenly gets real dark. It's a scene that looks like a crowded amusement park at night, you know, when everyone's standing around shoulder to shoulder waiting for the fireworks to start. As the ceremony begins, people are dressed in what look like long robes, like a monk would wear. They're carrying flaming torches. They start walking on and off some sort of stage set in front of this giant owl.
What are we seeing here? I mean, it looks like a cross or something?
That's a person. It's a herald. And he's saying, "For behold, here is Bohemia's shrine, and holy are the pillars of this house. This is their temple, these redwoods." And while all this is going on, a black carriage comes out, an old-fashioned hearse led by horses, and there is a body in effigy there. The owl is saying there's only one goddess that can help us, only one true deity. And they bring fire, and then the owl starts speaking to them, saying, "You've got to burn dull care," and it's an effigy of a child-sized human figure. So then Care says, "No, you're not," and a thunderbolt is thrown down.
And what looks like a comet shoots through the air and at the stage. Alex says it was an elaborate pyrotechnic show, and that was it. That was the cremation of Care ceremony. And I can tell you it looks no better, no cooler than what they have in a fraternity, but just with really good pyrotechnics.
So this is part of the pyrotechnics.
And yes, and then the owl starts speaking and said, "Listen, you gotta give me that effigy, you gotta burn it right now, and I'll take care of all your problems."
A word of caution here, and this may be the most important thing I say in this entire episode.
Oh.
It is very dangerous to try to interpret something from the outside. It's as if someone unfamiliar with Christianity stepped into a Catholic church and heard a priest in the middle of Holy Communion say the words, "This is the body of Christ, this is the blood of Christ." Without knowing the context, the ritual can seem strange or unusual, even a little frightening. The same goes for the cremation of care or any other unfamiliar ceremony. Without context, we cannot possibly know what is going through the mind of Bohemian Grove.
And that's enough. Again, that's just a few minutes of it. You can watch the whole thing at HistoryChannel.com, the decoded site, and they're obviously going to be re-airing it. unless they do like they did with Ventura and pull the show like they did with the police state on another network on True TV. But, that's it. The ritual's over. That's all. That's all that happens. No, that's not all that happens. And I went over all of that. And I went over them bringing it in and begging for its life and how they believe they put all their cares onto it like some type of voodoo doll. And then there's the implication, oh, this is the most important thing. It's very dangerous for outsiders to try to interpret this. We know what's going on. They've got stuff from Faust in there. They've got stuff from Babylon. They've got the biggest ingredient. In this witch's brew is druidic, death cult, Germanic type stuff, but also there's Jewish mysticism type stuff. Because all this is very similar to each other. I mean, the occult's very similar across the board. The Aztecs were doing sacrifices. The Druids were doing it. There's cases in the Bible of human sacrifice going on. And give not your children to the fires of Moloch. They throw their children in, before the bull, the deity of the bull. People say, well, why are you calling this Moloch then if it's an owl? They, in their literature, call it Moloch. See, occultists mix and match all this stuff, and they address it as a male. They address it as a female. They first address it as a goddess. Then they address it as a male deity. That's that pantheistic occultism. And yes, we've done the research. I made the film Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. And then another 45-minute special. So it's two films on one DVD. Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, The Order of Death, over 2 hours on one DVD, two films, available at InfoWars.com. If you want to see the truth and have it in high quality, it's also all over the internet for free, obviously.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones asking you for a minute of your time to tell you about soap. Not detergents, but good old-fashioned pure soap made by the Cal Bend Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company. My family, staff, friends, and radio listeners are constantly telling me how much they love these products for bath, hair, laundry, and dishes. There is nothing like these factory-direct, big-money-saving, triple-concentrated soaps anywhere. Get a free detailed catalog by calling 800-340-7091 or see them online at 5starsoap.com or InfoWars.com. Let's talk to the owner of 5-Star Soap, Marty Schachter, and see what he has to say.
As founder and owner for over 63 years, people keep asking me, how's business? I'm happy to say our business is going down the drain. Call us at 1-800-340-7091. Visit our website, 5starsoap.com, for buying our 1 to 2 month soap sampler. Thank you.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments.
Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
My friends, we're here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, back Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. Now, I want to set the stage here by playing a video clip, and then we're going to Kurt Haskell, one of the survivors of the Christmas Day attempted bombing of that aircraft, not this last Christmas, but the Christmas before last, 14 months ago. But all of this comes on the heels of WikiLeaks putting out government documents and saying, oh my gosh, the FBI is now searching for hijacked supporters who were casing things. But in the document, the media is focusing on the scary, you know, Al-Qaeda people who haven't been caught and how the FBI has been dispatched to the Middle East to try to find them. But in the document, it admits that they were known by intelligence and that the FBI was told to stand down. And that's Paul Joseph Watson's article dealing with this at prisonplanet.com. WikiLeaks bombshell points to 9/11 stand down. Now, what do we have going on with Anwar al-Awlaki, the number three guy in al-Qaeda? 2 months after 9/11, secretly meeting. In fact, let's put up that Fox News article. Secretly meeting at the Pentagon while he's on the news as one of the top al-Qaeda people. Now they admit he was behind the Fort Hood shooter. He was behind the Christmas Day bomber. He was supposedly behind the underwear bomber, the Christmas Day bomber. He was supposedly behind the shoe bomber, the Times Square bomber. But he's protected. And then I interview Springman of the Saudi Arabian embassy for the U.S. when they were ordered back before 9/11 to let Mohammed Atta and others back in. And when others in the visa office complained, they were told, don't worry, they're not really terrorists. This is part of drills. They're government agents. And you got the Newsweek headline, hijackers trained at U.S. military bases. And Lieutenant Colonel Stephen Butler, the head of the Defense Language School, saying they were trained at his school. The list goes on and on and on. But with Mutalib, the underwear bomber, he looks disheveled, kind of looks drugged. He gets led onto the plane. They get him on the plane without all the proper documents. Kurt Haskell and his wife, who are both lawyers, watch this. Then they see all the chicanery on the plane. He comes out and talks about it. The FBI says that can't be true. And then months later, after Christmas, in February, the State Department deputy head, Kennedy, says, yes, an unnamed U.S. agency asked us to let him get on the plane and not stop him and to basically give him the visa. Now, Kurt Haskell has now said more, but there's the Fox News headline, exclusive. Al-Qaeda leader dined at the Pentagon just months after 9/11. I want to play this short Fox News clip from a few weeks ago outside dealing with the underwear bomber and his trial. And Mr. Haskell, he and his wife survived it, and everything they've said has now been totally proven. Here it is.
Today's scare comes as the man known as the underwear bomber appears in federal court in Detroit. Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab is accused of trying to blow up a plane over Detroit on Christmas Day 2009. Fox News' Amy Lang has more from outside federal court, where a trial date has now been set. Amy.
Yes, a trial date has been set, but it was actually more interesting to hear from a couple of the passengers who showed up here at court today, who have a very interesting theory about what really happened.
The U.S. government escorted him through security without a passport, and we believe gave him an intentionally defective bomb.
It's a startling allegation from two local attorneys who were on board the 2009 Christmas Day flight to Detroit when Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab tried to blow up a bomb hidden in his underwear. Kurt and Lori Haskell think the U.S. government was behind the whole thing.
It was intentional, and it went this far to further the war on terror, to get body scanners in the airports. To increase the TSA's budget, to renew the Patriot Act, and whatever other reasons you want to list.
The Haskell say in Amsterdam, before boarding the flight to Detroit, they witnessed Abdulmutallab arguing with a ticket agent at the gate because he didn't have a passport, when a man in a tan suit with an American accent intervened.
The ticket agent did not want to allow Mutallab on the flight, and this man was very insistent of it. And then she referred them to a manager down the hallway.
They next saw Abdulmutallab on board the plane when they saw fire and people screaming. Abdulmutallab has insisted on representing himself in this case. The trial date's now been set for October 4th and could include up to 400 witnesses.
It's a very, like I said, very serious case with a lot of potential, a lot of evidence that has to be reviewed, and a lot of witnesses which must be interviewed in order to properly prepare the case.
That's Abdulmutallab's standby attorney, Anthony Chambers. Although the judge has urged Abdulmutallab to have Chambers represent him, so far, he's refused.
I think that this is a case that we can help him with greatly. It's a very defensible case.
And you just heard the standby attorney saying he thinks it's a very defensible case, of course, with Abdulmutallab representing himself. It will be interesting to see just how well he can defend himself. They do say that he's been having some
trouble. All right, you can watch the rest of it up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But the issue here is Kurt Haskell isn't saying this. He witnessed it. The government tried to deny it and now has admitted it. And is his standby lawyer going to bring this up? Is Mutallab, clearly out of his mind, going to bring this up? We saw the government cook the bomb, train the driver, and order a stand down in 93 with the first World Trade Center attack. It's the same story over and over and over again. A month ago in Germany, a plane came in with a supposed bomb. Turned out that was a drill, but they reported it after. Kurt Haskell joins us, who's been completely vindicated in spades, everything he talked about. Kurt, we appreciate you and your wife's courage. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me back on, Alex.
Recap, basically, for those that don't know the details of the story, exactly what happened and now what's unfolded since then.
Sure. Well, the main part of what people want to hear me talk about is what I saw before boarding, which was a man in a tan suit who appeared to be Indian escorting Mutallab to the ticket desk, indicating that Mutallab needed to get on the plane, but he didn't have a passport. The ticket agent refused, and then the man in the tan suit said, he's from Sudan. We do this all the time. They got into a bit of an argument, and then she referred the man in the tan suit to Mutallab down a hallway to talk to the security manager. And then, of course, he winds up on her plane detonating a defective bomb, but we didn't know it at the time, a few hours later. So, you know, that's what most people want to hear from me as to my pre-boarding account. It shows, you know, that not everything was on the up and up before boarding, and now we have, since then, we have more FBI plots where they've admitted giving the Portland Christmas tree bomber and the Wrigley Field bomber, just two off the top of my head, intentionally defective bombs, and now we have standby attorney Chambers indicating that, in fact, this was a defective bomb. You know, with all the other evidence, I could go on and on and on about all the other evidence, but I think if you just take those three pieces of evidence right there and add 2 + 2 + 2, you have the U.S. government letting Mutallab on the plane with an intentionally defective bomb.
And then we have the FBI visiting your office a month or so before. The State Department admitted that what you'd said was basically true. Unnamed U.S. agency, to be technical, I guess, helped him get the visa and then helped him get on without the passport, to be technical. And you witnessed this, and then the media tried to say, and the government, oh, no, Haskell and his wife, they didn't see this. Then once it lands, they pull you off, claim they find other bombs, clearly other men that were somehow attached to the underwear bomber. All that gets covered up. You're told you didn't see that. Then other witnesses come out on CNN and confirm what you saw. But all that gets swept out of the rug, and this happens. And within minutes, Chertoff, who didn't tell the public he was making money from it, is on TV saying, don't worry, we'll put scanners in now that they'd already ordered a year before, claiming they went in because of this when they'd already ordered them. And this full TSA, hands down the pants, you know, giant international story. This is how they're selling us this. And they go out and find mentally ill, low-grade morons. You and others described him as being kind of disheveled. Some saying he almost looked drugged. I've seen videos of him. He looks like He's all probably got a 75 IQ, probably retarded. And the whole thing is just a giant setup, and now he's going to represent himself. And you're a lawyer. I mean, this whole thing looks extremely shady. Is there any way for you to force your way into the trial as a witness? But I guess Mutalib would have to call you or the prosecution and say, hey, let's get into real questions. Let's talk about who was behind him. Let's talk about the government getting him on the plane.
And there's not a chance that the prosecution is going to call me as a witness. Now, I have been in discussions with standby attorney Chambers, and if he has anything to say with it, I'll be one of the main witnesses for the defense. But as you stated, Mutalib is currently representing himself, so who knows how the trial will play out. It's a total crapshoot if someone's representing themselves at a trial.
Well, you know, I've interviewed multiple prisoners and lawyers who sued and got the documents and got sworn affidavits from Larry Nichols that McVeigh was told, your family's going to be taken out. You are special forces. We had you do this. You'll be taken care of if you just go along with it. And I wonder if they're telling the underwear bomber the same thing now, because, you know, I mean, the fact that he doesn't even really speak good English, does he? And now magically, he's going to represent himself. This is just incredible. I mean, the only way they can keep this from coming out in the trial is to keep you and others from speaking.
Yeah, you're probably right. He did have an interpreter at the hearing I was at last week. His English seemed to be fairly good, but he did talk to his interpreter on two or three occasions, so his English isn't perfect.
Is he, Kurt, but is he saying anything? Thank God you've been there. Hopefully you can come back on as this unfolds. I mean, you're the expert on this. I mean, take us where we need to go. I'm just asking questions that seem rational here, but I mean, if I was the underwear bomber and I'd been led on the plane by people and protected, he should be saying, I was set up, yes, I did it, but the government helped me. I mean, is he saying anything like that?
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, most of the hearing I was at, about 25 minutes of it, the hearing went on maybe 40 minutes, was Mutalib and Judge Edmonds basically arguing back and forth whether he was going to represent himself or not. Judge Edmonds insisting that he should have an attorney, and Mutalib saying, no, I'm representing myself. And this just went on back and forth for about 25 minutes. It was the strangest thing. It seemed like everybody watching this in the courtroom just wanted to stand up and say, let Chambers be your attorney instead of your standby. You know, everyone was on the edge of their seat waiting for Mutalib to say that, and he never did. And eventually Judge Edmonds, gave up on this argument. But your point is basically a point that I was thinking of, too. There's only really three explanations why he's representing himself. He's being threatened with something, he's being promised something, or he has such a distrust for the United States system itself due to being duped in this plot that he does not trust an attorney being appointed from the court. So I don't know which of the three, but I don't see that there can be any other possibilities other than one of the three, and I don't know which it is.
Well, in the last year, as you mentioned, there have been eight cases that we've chronicled here that I know of where they go out and find people who are described as morons, normally out of the prisons, are recruited directly by the government, contacted by the government out of whole cloth, and directed to carry out jihad with dud bombs. Clearly here we know that's what happened. The evidence, as you said, is incontrovertible. And, boy, this is really going to hurt the insider's agenda for the police state if it's able to come out what really happened.
I agree. The question is it going to come out? I really have a hard time believing that it's going to come out. Until the hearing last week, I was adamant that there would be a plea deal in this case and no trial. And now I'm convinced there will not be a plea deal and this will go to a trial based on what I saw at the last hearing. So my question then is, how does this not come out? And probably the most logical answer is that Mutalib represents himself and does such a bad job of putting on his case that the real evidence doesn't come out. Probably the most likely scenario. I'm sure there would be some others, but, you know, that's probably the most likely scenario of what's going to happen.
I know that in some types of court cases, you can have an amicus brief or someone from the outside who claims they have some type of standing. You're one of the survivors, the victims of this government moron plot, Patsy plot. I mean, is there some legal maneuver for you to insert yourself in there?
I don't think there is, Alex. Nothing that I know of offhand. If there are any legal geniuses listening to this that thinks maybe there is, let me know. Contact me. I don't think there is. I don't think Judge Edmonds would let me be anywhere near Mutsalab as far as representing him. And interestingly, on that point, there was a discussion during the hearing, too, that the standby attorney Chambers is having a hard time getting a hold of Mutsalab in the prison where he's at, Milan Prison, indicating on the record that his voicemails are not being given to Mutsalab, his faxes are being thrown away, and he's not getting cooperation in setting up appointments with Mutsalab from Milan Prison to the extent that Judge Edmonds said she would make a call to the prison to discuss it with them. And standby attorney Chambers even saying that he believes Milan Prison got a call from someone higher up, I think those are his exact words, which led to this lack of cooperation. If you give me one other second, there's one other thing about the hearing I want to talk about. There was another discussion, quite lengthy, whether standby attorney Chambers would be given the evidence that Mutsalab's originally hired and fired attorneys have provided by the prosecution, because he's only a standby attorney. And the government's position was that he should not be given this evidence because it could be subpoenaed or made available to third parties in a possible civil suit against the government, which I thought was kind of interesting that they're concerned about that.
Well, that's bombshell. They're trying to cover up. They don't want anybody to ever hear or who has a brain to be able to talk to Mutsalab.
Right. The point being that Chambers is not his actual attorney, so therefore there's no attorney-client privilege. So everything that Mutsalab tells Chambers, other parties such as myself in a possible civil suit could obtain. I thought that was pretty interesting. There was about 10 minutes of the hearing spent.
So that's an admission that they're concerned about evidence that shows that the government is civilly liable.
Well, that's one way you can interpret it, definitely. They did seem to be concerned about that.
We're going to break in a moment, but continue fleshing that point out. I mean, because you're a lawyer, you understand this better than some.
Sure. Sure. Do I have time right now before the break?
Yes, you do.
Okay. With attorney-client privilege, anything your client tells you cannot be repeated to another person unless the client gives the okay. Chambers is only a standby attorney. Therefore, he does not have the attorney-client privilege with Mutsalab at this point. So all the evidence that the prosecution had to turn over to the defense initially when Mutsalab had a legitimate attorney, the prosecution is now arguing it shouldn't be given to Chambers because that could be turned over to other parties because it's not subject to the attorney-client privilege, such as myself. If I were to sue the United States government, I could obtain every conversation and every document Mutsalab would have given to Chambers. And the United States government's attorneys at the hearing last week seem to be pretty concerned about this. Do you think that clears it up, Alex? I don't know if I can be more clear than that.
No, that is stunning information. So they're clearly trying to hide something. I want to come back from break and strategize with you, Kurt, about where we go from here. Obviously, this is very dangerous for you and your wife, very dangerous for the standby attorney, because we know this guy was their patsy and this was a setup, and that's been confirmed. And you're absolutely right. Kurt Haskell blows whistle on undercover bomber. Headline, given bomb by U.S. government to boost TSA budget and implement body scanners. We'll be right back.
Is it possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys? 18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
As we've been trotting on the wine press much too long.
Okay, Kurt Haskell's with us a little bit in the next hour, a survivor of the Christmas Day bombing a year and 2 months ago. And Kurt, you're a survivor. You're also a lawyer. Your wife's a lawyer and a survivor. And you're addressing several million people right now. If you were addressing the American people as a jury about what happened, how it's been used to destroy liberties in this country and where we're going, what would you say to the American people right now in encapsulating all of this and why it's so important?
Are you saying what would my closing argument be if I was the attorney? Is that your question?
Well, I mean, just everything that's happened. I mean, what do you want to impart to us?
Well, I guess what I would say is that the war on terror is a fraud, and it's being used in a manner to take away your rights for whatever reason. I don't exactly know why, but it's pretty clear that it is. And that the United States government has not been forthcoming with you in some of these plots. They are staging these plots. And just keep an open mind and actually give it some thought instead of giving deference to the United States government's story. This sort of thing will only get worse unless a stop is put to it right away and that the people become informed and actually see what the United States government is doing to them as a means to take away their rights, such as putting body scanners in the airports to take away your Fourth Amendment rights to unreasonable search and seizures. That's just one example, but you have to put a stop to it. You know, you have to think critically and look at these plots, weigh the evidence for both sides and think to yourself what seems logical and not let it factor in that your United States government is one side of the plot. You have to just think logically and think, does their story make sense? And does the other side make sense? And with every plot, you should just think it out and see which side seems to be more credible instead of just initially dismissing the one side because they're against the U.S. government for whatever reason. But that's what I would say. Something along those lines.
Well, Kurt, I mean, you are a survivor of this, and you have standing on every level, civilly with the government, the airlines, all of it. And the key here is that everything you said turned out to be true. The government did help him get on the plane, did protect him. It fits the MO of their past dud Patsy operations. And the FBI came and basically tried to get you to change your story at your office before all this came out. And now they're trying to keep this guy from the press and lawyers. I mean, you look at it on every front. They're acting very, very guilty. And we've got to get the truth out about this.
Yeah, just to clarify the point on the FBI, they didn't actually get me to try and change my story. I just want to be clear on that. It was more like they weren't interested in my story. But then a few days later, I get a call from a passenger who claims to be concerned that when the truth comes out, I will look stupid because he thinks my story's not cracked. And he went on and on and on how I shouldn't be talking to the press about this because he apparently knows what I saw, even though he admitted he didn't see it himself. So it was done more undercover.
Well, Kurt, the reason I make that statement is they came and ignored you and then put out statements in the media contradicting what you were saying, and then it basically came out that you were correct.
Yes. Actually, what they did on more than one occasion, they said they reviewed 200 hours of CCTV video footage from Schiphol Airport, and it showed nothing. And then about 3 weeks later, they came out to the press and said, we're attempting to identify the person eyewitnesses said they saw helping him onto the plane. So totally contradicting their first story, showing that the first story was a lie. And the second man taken into custody, which we haven't even gone into today, the man in orange, but their story on him changed five times, and it's all documented in the press.
Well, we're coming back in 1 minute. Let's get into the other man on the other side, and we're so blessed to have somebody like yourself who's intelligent, informed, and who's going to the trial. Hopefully we can have you come back on as this trial unfolds. Such an important case for all of us. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
All right, folks. We are back live doing a little extra 5 minutes into overdrive here with Kurt Haskell. And he really is a hero for telling the truth, sticking to his guns, being proven correct, going up against the globalist. He has a show twice a week on Blog Talk Radio, the Kurt Haskell Show. Their website is Haskell Family. In fact, tell us specifically about the radio show and about the website, the proper address, Kurt.
Oh, sure. I have a blog talk show on blogtalkradio.com Thursday and Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern for an hour. I created it. It's a totally nonprofit show for those of you insinuating that I did it to make money. It's not true. It's nonprofit. I don't accept any advertising, and it was formed to let other people that have been disenfranchised with the media discuss topics about government corruption. So something your listeners might also be interested in. And, of course, the underwear bomber story I've been documenting on my wife's blog all along since Christmas Day 2009 at HaskellFamily.blogspot.com. www.jcn.com if you want to read my blog post going back to the start and seeing how everything has come out bit by bit and how my attitude towards this has changed. That would be a good way to do it.
Well, that was my next point. You've gotten a lot more hardcore now coming right out and saying clearly, you know, they gave him the dud bomb. That fits the MO, and that's what all the facts show. But briefly, getting into this other gentleman on the plane.
Well, you know, there was a man that filmed the whole incident from before it started until after it ended, and he has kind of just gone into the woodwork. No one wants to talk to him. By the way, Alex, I have his phone number, address, and email address if you want to try and talk to him. I haven't had any luck. I've contacted him a couple of times, and all I get back is a response from his attorney. But I know who he is, and if you want to contact him, let me know, and I'll provide his info to you.
Yes, when we go to break, stay there. I'm going to get the name and number now, and we'll start calling him. Tell us briefly, we've got about a minute or two left, what you saw.
What I saw in what regard?
I mean, with this second gentleman.
Okay, now I didn't see the cameraman because my view of him was blocked by the bathroom, but what other passengers have said is before the attempted bombing happened, he whipped out a camcorder and started filming. He filmed all the way through it until after it ended, and mind you, this is in the middle of a terrorist attack as our plane is burning. Its bomb didn't blow up, but it started a fire, and everyone in the plane thought our plane was going down and we're going to die, so it's highly suspicious that someone would whip out a camcorder, film it all the way through, not put it down, and not only that, but he pulled it out before the incident started. So it's highly suspicious, especially if you look at it in the context of all this other evidence that we have.
This would point towards a government handler who wants to have the video to scare folks even more on the news and to also help them in the court case.
Well, it's highly suspicious. Again, I don't know what person in their right mind, when you think you're going to die, whips out a camcorder. It's just incomprehensible.
Well, some people might do that, but if he's videotaping beforehand, maybe there's a reason for it. Maybe, you know, he's a wonderful guy, but the whole thing is very, very suspicious, Kurt, and it's clear we're going to need to talk to you again about this very, very soon as the trial of the underwear bomber unfolds. We really want to thank you for all you've done, and folks should check out the Blog Talk Radio show, and they should also check out the Haskell Family blog. And we're going to put you on hold as this segment ends and get the name and number of the supposed video person. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's fine. Yeah, I think, you know, if any of your listeners are skeptical as to my story at all, I would just encourage you to look at all the evidence. There's a damning amount of evidence that shows that my position is actually correct. So don't just look at one piece or two. There's at least 30 different bits of evidence, which I gave to Amy Lang as evidence that she requested, Amy Lang being the Fox 2 reporter of the clip that you aired earlier. So there's a great deal of evidence supporting my position on this. The government story is nonsensical, contradictory, and just a flat-out lie.
Well, Kurt, you've done an incredible job. I don't even know why you're being defensive a little bit. I mean, you're a hero. You've been totally proven right. And so what if disinfo people try to lie about you? Folks should go to the website, see the facts for themselves. You and your wife and other witnesses are spot on. We salute you for defending the liberties of this republic. Stay with us.